Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so telling about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Hey, buddy, let me get that off. There you go. How you doing?
Hey, thank you much. How about you?
Very good, very good.
Good. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening to the show, downloading it, I'll have downloaded and listening to it, let me tell you that you don't have to go to the end of the tape in order to find out the phone number. The phone number to listen to this show on Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, is 347-324-3752. 347-324-3752. That way you can call in, and let me tell you, we usually go beyond 2 hours chatting about politics, maybe even some sports, entertainment, but mainly politics. So if you want a lively discussion on a Saturday, and if you're imprisoned within your home because of this pandemic, come and join us. If you're a conservative or libertarian, you'd be most welcome. And if you're a liberal, I will definitely welcome you. Because I get first crack at you, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So who do we have on the line now?
We got a lot of people. We got a lot of people.
Okay.
I didn't know what you were going to talk about, so I said, Big Joe, you might talk about UFOs, maybe politics. Who knows? You have your choice to find out, because you never told me what we're going to talk about.
Oh, you don't remember, but that's okay, because I got a memory that's bad. Oh, remember I said the toilet, America's going down the drain? I wanted the show in order to describe how it's doing that.
Exactly. Yes, now I remember. Gotcha.
No problem. So when the others show up, we can talk about, I got a list of all the problems that are plaguing America. But I want to give thanks to the boss, who allowed tonight's show to emerge. So, thank you, Cinnamon.
There you go. There you go.
So I'd like to wait. You know what I want to do? My favorite topic for tonight is about Governor DeSantis, because he is appearing to be a very good Republican, but I have my doubts after having read this particular article. But I'd like to wait for Critic and Daniel and Kathy and Gene to show up. But if they're not going to show up soon, let's say in the next 15 minutes or so, then I'll delve into it.
Right. But, Kathy doesn't show up real pretty soon. I'll call her. She might have forgotten.
Okay. But don't worry, folks. We've got a list of what's plaguing America. And like I had done one time, and if I'm sounding too low or anything like that, let me know, Donnie, because I think that the static in my phone might have been cured, at least temporarily, and then I might be able to come across more clearly in case I'm not coming across now.
All right. You sound good.
I do? Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
All right. So, folks, get ready. Because you're not going those who aren't keeping up with today's news, I'm just going to read some headlines. And, you know, those who show up, they can delve right into any of their favorite headlines. Like, I'm going to wait for DeSantis, which is going to be my favorite topic for tonight, for about 15 minutes. And then after that, you know, then I'll delve into it. But listen to this. Listen to these. All right. How about this one? The proud transgender woman of color wins the Miss Nevada USA pageant. Uh-huh. That's right. Transgender man turning into a woman, which I personally don't have any problem against, as long as the political aspirations of transgenders, LGBT, or anybody else is imposing their particular will on, you know, onto me. But if it were another time, if it weren't due to the pandemic, if it weren't due for the ouster of Trump, I would say, okay, look, who knows? Maybe people are becoming more tolerant. But under this Biden regime, under the Kamala Harris regime, under this cancel culture, all right, under the censorship, I think this is nothing more than just an effort to divide the nation. I don't think it's a symbolism of how proud people should be that a person who is willing to take hormone treatment and undergo years of hormone treatment and possibly even a post-op operation to become a woman, even though not biologically a woman, but according to gender classification, a woman has won a beauty contest. I say, okay, in this regard, okay, good for her, because she's not competing unfairly. It is unfair when you take guys who are 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, who come in ninth in their respective races in college, okay, racing as men, say, I am becoming a transgendered woman, and the state allows them to compete against biological females in track and field, and these, I don't want to call them losers, but, you know, they're trying, but they're not even on the, you know, they're coming in eighth and ninth, you know, you don't even know who they are, but when they compete against women, they're coming in first. Now, that's not fair. That's not even right. You can't allow a biological male, even though they say they're going to undergo hormone therapy, to impose themselves on women and beat the women out when the women have spent, you know, if not a few years in college, trying to become winners in their own respective sports. That's bullshit as far as I'm concerned. What do you think, Don?
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. So, that's just one headline. All right. Here's another one for you guys. How about AOC? Everybody knows our favorite liberal, right? The one who grabs all the headlines, but yet she's considered by watchdog groups to be ineffective in Congress, because to be effective in Congress, what do you have to be? You have to be somebody who gets bills passed. During her freshman year, big splash in the media, right? But what has she done in Congress? Luckily, she hasn't gotten any of the bills that she's sponsored or co-sponsored, even out of committee, all right? But people are still listening. You know what? I got a book on AOC. Somebody had bought a book, I guess got tired of it, left it downstairs. I picked it up, and it's glorifying good old AOC.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? Let me get Bianchi on, Joe.
Okay.
Bianchi, you're with us on a Monday night.
I thought you guys cut off 12 o'clock. Sarah, you still on?
That's right. We've been on since Saturday.
Where is it's hard to Donnie told me that Big Kathy kept him on till 4:30 in the morning.
Longer than
my
that.
My goodness.
I said Adrian did. No, Adrian kept me on.
Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian.
Adrian must.
Adrian I didn't hear Adrian. She was there? Mm.
No, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
all right. 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, Bianca, I was just talking about the lively shows we have on Saturdays, and that it'll last longer than 2 hours, and people who want to come in and enjoy a lively discussion on politics, which then diverts into entertainment and, and other kind of issues, they can join us. So,
yeah.
You know. Oh, and by the way.
Plus, we know what the hell we're talking about.
Huh?
Plus, we know what the hell we're talking about, too.
Yeah, well, right. They can come in and find out what we're talking about. If they agree, they agree. If they don't, they don't. And if you want to jump in at any time, because what I'm going to do, I'm talking about...
Well, I'm going to jump in before you get off the transsexual thing real quick, if
I'm
you
off
don't mind.
The transsexual.
Bring
what
it, boy. Nice to see you, buddy.
See, they had another article where you had some transsexuals that was eliminated because their testosterone was too high. And these were some runners from Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Namibia lies between South Africa, over by Zambia and Zimbabwe. Now, the thing that pissed me off is that you had the Atlantic Star calling it systematic racism. And I replied, I said, well, this is not the United States where you use that rhetoric every chance you get. These are Africans. And so, that was my response to that. They're trying to spread that all over the place.
You brought up something, Bianchi, because you were talking about people, females get tested for, I think, testosterone because maybe they get shots of testosterone in order to try to improve their performance. So if they're testing people for testosterone, how come the males who are supposedly transitioning into females, how come their testosterone levels aren't too high?
Well, I tell you what, I looked at these athletes, and they looked like they were men to me.
They looked like they were men to everybody.
Right. And I tell you what, that other young lady that was disqualified for marijuana, well, she's got some strong features on her, too. But the thing I can't understand, this lady knew the rules. The rules been there forever. And then when they get caught in the rules, you have people come out and try to use these excuses that she just lost her mother. Then, of course, you got those ones say, here's systemic racism, and it just runs the gamut. It's just totally ridiculous. Comply. Gee, goodness, man. I mean, follow the rules. We can't follow the rules when it comes to voting. We can't follow the rules when it comes to police stops. We can't follow the rules when it comes to education. Now you mean to tell me that you can't follow the rules when it comes down to Olympic sports competition? They've been around since Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, they know the rules, and if they're trying to circumvent the rules and try not to get caught. But, if they do, then they should know, what the consequences are. Yeah. So, getting back to good old AOC, do you know that she is calling the crime surge hysteria? It's not a crime for the buildings to be burned down. Those are peaceful protesters. So she's still backing the defunding of the police. Now, one article I had read a while back with regards to defunding the police actually sounded rational. They were talking, I forget which city, they were talking about they wanted to defund the police in that they wanted to allocate some of their funds into situations that were nonviolent. In other words, they didn't want to lay off any police. They just wanted to make sure that those instances when people call the police, that which doesn't require police and guns and stuff, that maybe a social worker might come out. Now, I'm not that far against that, as long as they don't defund the police to make sure that the police are going to be fired from their jobs and reduce the number of people on the force. So if you're going to have a situation where you're calling up and you're saying, I feel like I'm depressed, right? And they call police for that. I might commit suicide. Send out a social worker. You don't have to send out a cop. So something like that, I'm for. But we all know what happens. You put in a good law, and then it gets bastardized. So once you put in a law that says, you know what, we can send out social workers for this event, then they're going to start saying, well, you know what, maybe we should defund enough of the police force to get them fired so that we can allocate more money to the social workers. So you know that's going to happen. All right. Now,
so we got, let me get Kathy on while we get a pause.
Okay.
And Daniel, hold on. Is Kathy and Daniel, you are
now
on.
Now, just me tonight. I don't know where Daniel is. I think somebody kidnapped him.
Well, I know who did that.
Well, his car is here, but he's gone.
Yeah.
So,
oh, my Motel, goodness.
Motel 6.
I'm not paying no ransom. I'm not paying no ransom for him.
His shoes are not in the middle of the yard, is it?
No. He left his cat, so I'm thinking he either left against his will or...
Kathy.
I may be getting something tonight.
Look in the second drawer under his underwear and see if his rubbers are gone.
Yeah.
That explains where you went.
I am not going to do that.
Yes, you will, Kathy. You just won't tell us.
I do not go in there in his room. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
I know.
And ransack. I just don't.
Okay.
Right. Well, I tell you what, Kathy.
His cat is here, so I know how much he loves that cat, so...
Okay.
You know, surely he'll be back someday.
Yeah.
Someday.
You sound just as good on a Monday as you do on a Saturday, Kathy.
Well, listen to this. All right, Bianchi.
Bianchi, I have been out at Donnie's aunt's house since 1 o'clock this afternoon. I got home about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, you must be tired, woman.
I am. My brain is fried. It
well, I'm glad to hear
is.
That. If you're that tired, then I don't blame you if you fall asleep or get off early.
Well, she must have been asking you some tough questions.
Fat chance. Oh, no, it's just, you know, look at that one.
To the show.
Yeah, no.
No, it's okay. Look, this show, your show, Donnie, is a conglomerate of people in their thoughts and about the politics, of course, and what happens, you know, and what happens to us.
Yeah.
You know, we've diverted into politics and entertainment in order to, you know, continue with the lively show that you have. So, and I know that you love your cousin enough not to hear her voice. But, you know, it's okay. Also, Kathy, I'm going to wait for Gene and Critic to show up. And if they don't, then what I'm going to do, I want to delve into one particular topic, which I think is the central theme, which I think would interest everybody tonight. It's about DeSantis and maybe hypocrisy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just want to wait for them so that they can get a hold of it and maybe hear their opinions. I want to hear
Pianchi's
and yours and Don's and Cinnamon's as well. But I'll wait for them. If they don't show up the next 15 minutes, then we know they're not coming. They've got other things to do.
Well, they know that there's a show tonight, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they know.
I have no idea. I'm sure
they were there when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they show up.
I hope they show up, too. But if they don't, I can't blame them. It's not Saturday. You know.
Nothing, no one but us old farts have anything to do on Saturday night and Monday night.
Not true, Kat. With the pandemic, A lot of people staying home. Yeah. My watering holes are all dried up. They've been dried up for a year. Luckily, I don't have to go to them. You know, I have some social networks that I'm a member of.
Yep.
And they have dances every month.
Oh, wow.
Every month.
There you go.
Man, good
for you.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Love to dance, baby.
Good for you.
You know.
I used to could shake a leg back in my day, but not anymore, huh, Donnie?
Well, hell, I don't know. I don't dance. I have never seen you dance. I don't dance.
Well,
we danced
at that club that night. You got your toe
we
cut.
We did not. We were leaving.
Oh, almost a fight, too. Remember, don't forget the brawl that your cousin started.
It's always a fight when any of my cousins, I don't care who they are. Now, these cousins aren't related to Donnie by blood.
No, by the way, they're not.
Yeah, I remember that. The Hodges.
Yeah, I just want to. It's my father's side of the family, not my mother's side of the family.
Right. Yes. Please make that.
I just want to make that clear.
Yes.
If guys, if my voice sounds muffled, let me know, and I think I can correct it tonight.
That sounds good.
Okay, cool, Don. All right, now listen
Donnie.
To this. We've been hearing. Oh, go ahead, Bianchi. Oh, any time.
I was
gonna
say Donnie is like the outlaw Josie Wells when he go out, cause a lot of trouble.
No, you want Clint Eastwood around here?
Yeah. Do do do. Yep. I like Outlaw Josie Wells. I do like that. What's that? Alabama song that they sing on there a couple times. Oh,
never
I
don't
mind.
Remember.
Go ahead.
but thanks for interrupting the show, Don.
Okay. Oh, yeah, anytime I can help you out, I'll be glad to do it.
Yeah, I know you will. All right. And listen to this. You know how censorship is in here and the cancel culture is rampant nowadays? Guess what they're trying to change now in terms of the of words, okay? They're saying that the word picnic, trigger warning. Those are trigger words. When you're warning somebody about a trigger, that's a trigger. And that's something to be reckoned with, assholes. Jesus.
Pretty
the
soon
word picnic.
The word picnic, too. Can you
never
imagine
get
this
to speak.
Now, listen to, okay, I just mentioned the censorship and the cancel culture. Here's another headline. Give a fuck. One of the BLM rioters, right, of the so-called peaceful protesters, they smashed a car window in a toddler's face. And he's avoiding, to avoid jail time, right? No, I'm sorry. Let me read this again so it makes sense. The guy, a BLM rioter, who smashed a car window in a toddler's face, avoids jail time. In other words, the judge says, you don't have to spend any time here, son. All you did was, you know, potentially scar up a child's face for life, but you go back out on the street. Now, while that's happening to them, what's happening to the so-called insurrectionists or the ones who got overtaken on January 6th and entered the Capitol building without trying to be insurrectionists? They're still being held in the D.C. jails, and some of them in solitary confinement. How about that shit?
Yeah, I heard that.
You're right.
Mm. I did. And we're talking about some elderly people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Retired people that were there.
And if they find out you're a Republican, which most of them were, or a Trump supporter, you're in solitary confinement, and your buddy is not Mickey Mouse, but the other cousin, the rat rodent. He's your buddy for a while. You've got no light. You've probably got spit in your food, and you're there simply because you wanted to attend the Trump rally. You went to the Capitol. You found that some of the gates on one particular side, the doors were open. You entered following people peacefully, and you got arrested. Hallelujah, Washington, D.C.
Even if you didn't do anything or just went through the gates, not into the building, they had videotape of a lot of them's faces.
Mm-hmm.
They tracked them down.
Yeah.
Found out who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But when BLM rioted last summer and you had literally vans pulling up with bricks and baseball bats and cops getting hurt, anybody arrest them? If they did, they're back out on the street.
Yeah.
Okay, so the purpose of the show tonight, folks, those of you listening either live or on the podcast, this is about America going down the tubes because the judicial system is not working for the little man, the little woman, the average guy. But it's working for the rioters. It's working for those who are burning down buildings to the tune of $2 billion. But that's okay, folks, because they got insurance. The entrepreneurs have insurance.
Don't forget the thieves. The thieves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, guys, anybody who wants to interrupt can jump on in and do so, because otherwise I will be flapping my gums all night.
Notice.
They seem to be protecting them, you know.
Of course they are.
Someone is protecting Antifa, Black Lives Matter, because they may arrest them, but they let them go.
Mm.
Somebody is protecting them.
Hell yeah. We wouldn't have the Summer of Love without the sanction from the mayor, and the mayor gets the sanction from the governor, and the governor gets the sanction from, guess who, Congress. So here's another example of how they're being protected. Listen to this. All right. Transgender councilwoman. She's driving down the street. She gets stopped by BLM activist. Do you know the guy actually has the cuñones to reach inside the car and demand that the councilwoman sign a petition, a letter, to make sure, let's see here, promising the release of the peaceful protesters, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, she signs it. She actually signs it. She doesn't call the cops. You know, she's a councilwoman. She's a member of the... it used to be a noble profession. Well, I guess never. What am I talking about? Being a politician was never a noble profession. Should have been, but never was. But she has power. But does she exercise it? No. Some asshole reaches through the window, says, sign this. Stops the car, by the way. And she signs it.
You mean he signs it?
Yeah, that's right. He, she, or it.
I have
a
problem. I have a huge problem. These transgenders, a man dressing like a woman and calling him a she. I mean, I just have a big problem with that. I just can't do it. I can't.
Well, you know, some of the transvestites and drag queens, they have a problem with it, too. They've said, you know, what are our parents doing allowing their kids, you know, 12, 11, 10, to go to the library? First off, to see a drag queen exhibition and allowing the drag queens to pay attention to the kids and showing these kids, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't find anything wrong with being a drag queen. I think you're weird, but as long as, you know, you keep it in your circle, you don't impose your bullshit on me, I don't know that's what you do. But when you allow the parents, have you seen the pictures? The parents are allowing their kids to crawl on these transvestites, drag queens, transgenders, while they're on the floor.
Huh. I've seen pictures of drag queens at libraries, supposedly reading stories to the children. But
yeah,
I'm not
then after that, it's grope and grab hour. Come on, kid. You can crawl over me. See, I'm just a regular person. And the parents, would the parents allow their kids to do that for any other hetero stranger? I doubt it.
Of course not.
No, but it's PC time, politically correct time. Can't offend the drag queens. So go ahead, kid. Crawl. Come on. Grow up.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, there was another transgender that went to a spa, and he went back there in the dressing rooms and exposed himself to the women that were in there. And some people complained about it. There were some young girls in there, too. And some people complained. Did y'all hear about that?
Is that different than the one I had mentioned on Saturday?
I don't know, but I just read a couple of days ago that that people complained about it, and people were protesting outside of the business, and it was either Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They came in and protested the protesters, you know.
Hmm.
So,
well, I know at one spot, which is very similar, you know, I talked about this on Saturday. It was called the Y Spa, W-I Spots, in Los Angeles. The pictures of it, I saw the video. The pictures,
yeah.
It looked like a very nice spa, okay? So what happened? Transgender goes in there, goes into the pool where the women and the kids are swimming.
Yeah.
He exposes himself to the kids,
mm.
Right? Shows his dick off.
Yeah.
So the mother goes to the desk, complains about it, and they got a video of it. But because of the politically correct climate that we're in, the person behind the desk says to her, ma'am, she's a transgender. So what? Well, we are catering to all genders. That's their response. So they're allowing the transgender to show his freaking penis to kids. No repercussions. Now, at the same time, while the woman's complaining at the desk, some guy comes along, not a member of BLM, a guy comes along and tries to pacify her by saying, ma'am, she's a transgender. Who gives a fuck? If you're a real transgender, cut the goddamn thing off. Don't show it to girls. Don't show it to kids.
It's sick for these transgenders to want to expose themselves.
Yeah,
like
it is.
That. It's just perverted. Right. You know, perverted.
Now, like I said before you got here, I have no problem with anybody who wants to transform their bodies, their mindsets, take the hormones, become a man into a woman. Some of them are gorgeous, too. I mean, you know, they work.
Oh, yeah. I know
but
it.
Don't impose your bullshit on me.
And don't ask me to call you a she when I know you're a he.
Yeah, that's
you know.
True.
You know?
Did you say
I mean, I'm like you, you know, the pursuit of happiness, if that's what makes you happy, it's none of my business what you do, you know, but don't expect me to go along with it and call you a she and go in the same bathroom as you do, you know, don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would go to the manager and report that if that happened to me.
What would you do?
Go to the manager, report it.
Yeah, the
know.
Manager might be one.
That's
I
right.
don't care.
Eventually.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not right, folks. This is turned upside down. You know, it's not right.
Mm-mm.
And what, I mean, I'm not one to say what is right, but normal what we are accustomed to. As a civilization, you know. And there's always been homosexuals, even in the Old Testament and the New Testament. They speak of men leaving the natural use of the woman's body. I mean, it talks about it in the Bible, but it also condemns it, you know. So, but
well,
it's
Hank
your business.
Hank Jones in the chat room said, plus... some of them do sickening, have a peek where they open their legs with their dresses on. I seen that too. I seen a picture of that.
Oh, really?
Guy dressed up like a clown, really. Just with big old, you know, it was gross.
That's probably
and,
now, these gay pride parades, a few years back, I've seen them with barely any clothes on, you know, in a gay pride parade. Now, what is the point to that? What is that purpose, you know, barely having any clothes on at all, you know?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Kat, because I saw pictures of the current, or the, let's say the recently passed gay pride parade, and they showed a bunch of pictures. And they were half naked, and
yeah.
You could tell that they were jumping around. Of course, okay, have pride. But I don't see the purpose of why you have to have a public exhibition where
yeah.
you're showing off your chest. You got dye on your chest, dye on your legs, you're jumping
right.
around. Yeah, and I think some women might even have been naked.
Some really tight, tight shorts that shows off their, you
their
know,
pubic
their,
area, yeah.
their form, you know. And, you know, what is that all about, you know?
I don't know. I think it's rebellion against what society has said about them all these years, so they want to become very, very flamboyant.
Yeah.
I don't know why they want to become, you know, and outside of the gay pride parade, I'll bet you they're flamboyant in normal life, too.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
gentlemen, you're on. Go ahead,
hey, boss.
Hello.
We see they had them in World War II with their rainbow flag on their helmet. See how the Germans do.
It would have been none
yeah, the Germans do some sharpshoot shooting on.
I know.
You know, they may behave like this and everything, but what they're doing is they're just making a joke of themselves.
They are.
I mean, if you want to be gay, that is your business. But don't flaunt your body, you know, out in a parade like that. You know, it's a joke, you know. I mean, just have a little respect for yourself, you know.
Yeah, heteros can't do it, but they can.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't let them teach your kids. You, the parent, got it right. If you don't like what your teacher is doing, take them out of that room, put them someplace else.
Right.
I wonder if the parents, if all the parents even knew what was happening in that library.
Oh, they did. Were you here when I was talking about what happened in the library? Oh, yeah, you were. We were talking about how the drag queens would have the kids play with them. You know, they're lying down and the kids would crawl over them and the parents saying, yeah, go right ahead, Johnny. Come on.
Now, would a father do that with their child in the living room floor? Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Would a father lay down living room floor, play with a child, and let the child rub around and on their, you know? No. A father wouldn't do that. So why are they letting a drag queen do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. I automatically assume that they wouldn't allow their own kids to go near the private parts of the drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Right? Who knows?
That's the price of being woke.
Oh, yeah, woke. I like to give them a woke with a Hillerich Bradsby.
Well, it's more people that are common sense people than it is perverted, put it that way.
I don't know. Kat, again, I think you're too optimistic about the human race.
Mm.
I don't think that we would have had such a firm toehold in America today about politically correctness and wokeness if the people, if there weren't enough people who were stupid enough or sheep enough to actually take it in and think of it as normal now.
Well, I think the majority of the people are normal, but they've been asleep for a long time. They've been dumbed down, put it that way, you know, and this stuff has been going on, and a lot of people were just not aware of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
just not aware of it.
No.
And then you get accused of being, you know, prejudiced and everything, whatever, against
mm-hmm.
a gay person. So most people just, they don't want controversy. They don't want any confrontations. So they just kind of keep their mouth shut and look the other way. They don't want to be called, you know,
racist, Islamophobic, homophobic,
whatever. Yeah, they don't want to be called that.
Yeah.
Hateful.
You know what I asked Daniel one day, it was a while back, I said, do you think it is possible that the cabal for decades has been sending down frequencies from their satellites to dumb us down, you know, to where
that's
they
the fluoride
can,
in the water.
Where they could get away with what they've gotten away with for decades and decades and decades. Our brains are dumbed down, you know.
What was it they were sending down, Kat? I didn't hear you.
Frequency, some kind of frequency to lower our mentality, you know, or something, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know one thing about being dumbed down. They were either, it was either Dice, Mark Dice, but it was also Campus Reform, which did a man in the street type of interview on the campuses for July 4th, and they were asking Americans, what does July 4th mean to you? What does independence mean to you?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Can you imagine this? And these are people who went to college.
Yeah.
Or going to college.
College degrees.
They don't know what 1776 represents?
They didn't know who we got our freedom from.
I know.
Which, I don't, I know you can call me crazy, Kathy, but, you know, I don't think we ever got our freedom from Great Britain. I just don't. Because
you
the central bank.
Some people are in agreement with you?
The central bank, because of the debt we owed, you know, I don't think we ever got our freedom from them. We just didn't know it, you know. Things have been kept from us, you know.
Yeah, some people still think we're under the control of England.
I think, well.
You know,
the
royal monarchy.
I think the Alliance is working on that, though. I do.
So you talk about being dumbed down. How can you not know? You know, you've gone that. I don't think they're stupid. You know what I think they are? I don't think they were taught.
They can't have been taught.
No.
They say a lot of times, because the schools, you know, you have to take that test once a year to see how everybody in class is doing, to see how each school is ranking on whether they're. And they teach that test to you. They teach the answers to you like a week before you take the test. They don't teach it and then build on it, so it never stays in your brain. You can memorize something for a week and then, you know, a year later you don't remember what it was.
We've been dumbed down.
That's been proven. And the other thing about the dumbing down, that's why all the fluoride's in the water. And if you look at everybody's water systems, they're talking about drugs that are in the water, and they're saying it's because people just flush their drugs down the toilet. No, there's way, way too high levels of, like, antidepressants and estrogen in the water for this to be just random people flushing their meds down the toilet.
Even if they flush the meds down the toilet, they're supposed to have sewage systems with sterilization processes in order to weed that kind of stuff out.
Yeah, that supposedly that doesn't take that kind of thing out of the water.
Yeah.
So it's the fluoride in the water, it's the extra medication in the water, it's the pesticides that are in the water.
You're making me believe I have to buy a filter now.
Oh, yep. We've got one.
I've got the emergency filtration just in case, you know, you want to bug out. But I don't have a filter that really, you know, cleans the water. I like tap water, you know. But the thing is well, I'll talk about the dumbed down. Yeah, are you really talking about the proficiency exams? Because Bianchi can talk about that. Bianchi, you know about in Baltimore or in Delaware anyway, about the kids. What was it, 3,000 students?
Man, those kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 3,000 and over 3,000 and only like 14 passed the math proficiency.
Math.
In the whole school district. That's totally ridiculous. But I tell you what, you can't take them kids. You try to get them kids out with programs like school choice, with vouchers and that. You got a fight on your hand. It'd be like Moses going to Pharaoh, let my people go.
You mean they're against it?
Oh, yeah, they get school choice. I hear that stuff all the time. Teachers are complaining, well, if you take your kids out, the average of the class is going to go down. You know, like you're supposed to sacrifice your children to
Oh, yeah, and they'll say that it's racist because then the school won't get enough money and it's putting the schools out of business and you're putting it into private hands money and so you're racist, you're destroying your neighborhood school. Why would you want to do that? All
yeah.
sorts of crap.
So the fluoride is bad for us, but
yeah.
our kids are, I mean, what are they? I know when the COVID hit and schools closed, you know, my grandson, they were beginning to study World War II, you know, and he was really interested in that. So we've talked on and off about that a little bit. But what are they teaching our kids about? Even if they teach it to them, they're not remembering it because of the fluoride. Is that what we're saying?
Well, no. Usually when you're teaching, as you're teaching and you learn something, you expand upon it, you use it. So instead of just teaching these are the dates you need to remember, you go expand upon it and go into the subject more, and it sinks into your brain better. But before they do the yearly test, they go through and they give you this list of dates that you've got to remember.
Okay.
Well, you're not connecting it to anything else, and so it just kind of, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They were starting to do that like my senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They were starting to
yeah.
Teach the test is what it's called.
Hmm. And even though you're relatively young, you're only in the late 40s or 50s, that's still a long time ago.
Yeah, early 50s.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, they've been trying to dumb us down for a long time. Has anybody, what was the name of that woman? She wrote the book, Dumbing Down of America. She has a distinctive name. She was actually there during a particular session where they were talking about how to teach math. And she says, well, if you teach math this way, it's going to be very difficult for the average student to comprehend. And the guy pipes up and says, that's the point. You know, and this
Good
is way
Lord.
Before CORE, all right? Way before CORE, years and years before CORE. Forget the name of it. Anyways, the book is Dumbing Down of America. So, yeah. So this has been going on for a while. The communists have spread their tentacles out. They're strangling us. Well, the Rothschilds are strangling us.
The cabal.
The cabal.
Yeah.
The Illuminati, the 300, whoever you want to point at. This is not done by accident. And if it is, holy Jesus, America's really in trouble. if we can't pull the, you know, stop something which is being done simply out of negligence. But no, this is being done on purpose by special interest groups who want to grab the crown jewel, namely America, its natural resources, get rid of the people, and I believe go into what's called transhumanism. They want to become gods. They can't become the mythical, metaphysical gods, but they want to unite their consciousness with androids so that
yeah.
they can live forever. And, you know, in 20 years, I believe it's possible.
Yeah.
It won't be available to us, but it will, when it becomes available, all of a sudden, the cabal will swoop in and We're shit out of luck.
Now, I think the only the very wealthy will be able to afford that. The rest of us will be in the FEMA camps.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. Yeah.
Or what's called the little cubicles that they have planned for us, units.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that you'll be living in a 200-square-foot unit, not even called an apartment, piled onto each other like Lego blocks until they round us up for the FEMA camps.
Mm. You know, I read something about that. China. These Chinese that work in these big Nike plants and other, you know, that they live in these little cubicles and they work them to death. They don't go home, but just ever so often, because they work long hours, but they live in little cubicles, you know. So it's already happening.
Well, for them, yeah. Not only Nike, but it's for Apple as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think they have these reservations where they have over 5,000 workers at a time living on these particular reservations, the way that you're describing it, Kath.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cheaper to have the Chinese do it this way for Apple and Nike than to make a product over here made in America.
And they work long hours, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work 8 hours. They work a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, they only have there's
a video on that, on the Chinese working in those type of factories, building everything from irons to waffle irons and so on. And they live there.
Yeah.
They provide it with food and all kinds of. They go through an exercise regiment like as if you were the army platoon. And you're talking about thousands, too.
Yeah. They're all living in one particular place, working for Apple or Nike or probably some other American companies or British companies. And they're getting paid, you know. I think they're getting paid enough for them to just barely live in China, but compared to the kind of salaries that we Americans make, it seems like a real pittance. But I think they probably bring home enough not to really enjoy life, but to pay their bills and maybe have a little bit left over for whatever else that they might consider to be entertaining, you know.
Well, to send back to their families, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Money to send back to their families.
Yeah.
You know, to keep them from starving.
Over there in China, what is it, 1.5 billion people? Wow. That's a lot of people you got to keep under control. Man.
Well, some of the people are, I mean, they're in a village and they're just farmers. They don't know anything of the wider world. Is all they know is their village life and their farm, and that's the way China expects to keep them.
So they want them in the dark. So they don't even know about the outside world, then, huh?
No.
Correct.
Mm.
That is a good example of one world order.
Absolutely.
It is what China is doing.
Mm. Well, let's go on to more bullshit happening here to America. Mm. Let me see. Remember we were talking about the transgenders exposing themselves, right?
Yeah.
So here's a response from the CEO of a particular transgender group. She doesn't care, now he or she or it, she doesn't care that the complaint was lodged. You know what she says? She says, the women who are complaining about the transgenders exposing themselves, the complaint itself is violence against the rights of transgenders.
To expose themselves.
The complaint against them is violence. Not the exposure by the transgender.
The complaint.
Okay. The complaint.
But the complaint is against them exposing themselves.
Irrelevant, my dear Kathy.
I hear you. I hear you.
Do not speak about those bear grandfathers again. You
world
are violent.
World's upside down.
Hell yeah. So, and we're, you know, and it's becoming mandated by government. You know, if you talk to a person who wants to be called by these certain pronouns, and you don't do it, you can get written up in HR.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So if a non-binary person who comes in with a set of boobs and a dick that goes along with it and wants to be called a they, and you don't call them a they, well, your next trip after lunch is in HR.
So are we talking about a third gender here or what?
Well, I don't think, let me say, I don't know.
You got a man and a woman and then a what?
Oh, my dear, that's insulting. A what? How dare you, Paul?
Well, I mean, what would you call that third gender?
Well, I don't know. Cis is for heterosexual, binary. What is a binary person? Is that a normal heterosexual?
I don't know.
You know? You need a dictionary of the weird in order to keep up with the shit.
I did see a video of somebody. They was complaining about the transgender, transvestites. As far as I know, they've dug up skeletons thousands of years old, and all they've ever found was a male skeleton and a female skeleton. They never found anything else. You know, and said until they do come up with a third different type of skeleton, he said, I don't go along with all this. He said, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? Eventually the transgenders who don't undergo post-op are going to die. And what are they going to have? They're going to have skeletons of the tits and the dickie. Right?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, doesn't that stuff kind of deteriorate, you know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're taking hormones, who knows? You might look like a Twinkie. remember the Twinkies or McDonald's cheeseburgers? Did anybody remember, like, a few years ago, somebody had lost Twinkies and a cheeseburger? They found it behind the couch, right? I guess they didn't do their cleaning as often as they should. So they found the Twinkie and they found the cheeseburger from McDonald's. You know that cheeseburger? It didn't deteriorate at all. Neither did the Twinkie. You could still squeeze that Twinkie like it just came out of the delicatessen.
Oh, my goodness.
And the cheeseburger, it probably didn't smell good, but it didn't decay. It didn't undergo putrefaction. What the hell? That's what people, you know what, I haven't, man, shit, I haven't been to a Burger King or McDonald's for a long time.
I haven't either, and I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm wondering what they're doing to them chickens now.
I always make fresh chicken, so I haven't eaten out had not, nobody else's chicken in a long time either.
And it goes to the preservatives and the chemicals are putting in our foods.
Yeah.
They're killing us. Our government has been killing us for decades and decades and decades. That's why you have so many sick people, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Preservatives. I heard that not only is sugar poisonous, there was a seminar by a doctor. I haven't seen it because it was very very technical. She was making chemical diagrams. It kind of bored me. But she was talking about how poisonous that sugar is. The other day, there was a doctor who was talking about even worse than that, and everybody knows how poisonous, you know, sugar is, leads to diabetes 1 and 2, obesity, et cetera. He's saying that trans fats in the oils that you're using to fry up your food is even worse. I didn't know that. Anybody know?
Oh, yeah.
You know about
partially
that
hydrogenated oils.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What they do is they put it through a chemical process.
Uh-huh.
And it's poison for your system.
I never knew
that.
So
everybody that has high cholesterol, most of the high cholesterol comes from this partially hydrogenated oil. And if you look at stuff, it's in everything. Like right now we're using Coffee Mate coffee creamer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number two ingredient.
What's the ingredient? What's it called? Trans fat?
Yeah, it's a trans fat.
Any of the
hydrogenated oils. So it's a fake fat.
There's
your body doesn't know what to do with it.
You've got peanut oil, you've got canola oil, you've got vegetable oil. There's one that's not bad for you, but I don't.
Is it coconut oil?
I don't know.
Okay.
I use virgin oil, olive oil. I use that.
Yeah.
Olive oil is good for you. Canola oil is good.
Canola.
Better.
I was trying to think of what that was I was reading.
I heard that olive oil is the best.
Yeah, I like olive oil.
After I read the article, because prior to reading it, I had bought some, because I like to fry up my chicken, and I took a look at the bottle, and luckily the bottle says zero trans fat, but I don't know if I should trust it.
True.
No, because you have to look at the ingredients and just make sure there's not any partially hydrogenated oil in it, because it can have it in it, and it's per serving. It's at such a low amount they can put down. There's zero trans fat in it.
Oh, really? All right.
But still have it there.
But it was bragging because it said there on the label, zero trans fat. So I'm thinking maybe I dodged a bullet. But I'll look upon it again and see if there's hydrogenated oil on there.
Yep.
Okay.
The hydrogenated oils are the... They're like the dart to your heart kind of oils.
What about peanut oil, cinnamon?
Peanut oil's good. Actually, any of the regular oils are fine as long as you don't have any of the, you just have to go with lower. But they say the best one to eat with is like olive oil, canola oil. Peanut oil's good. The vegetable oil is like the lowest down on the totem pole.
Yeah.
And that's what most people use. But as long as you're not frying something 5 days a week, then you're fine.
Wait, say that again, Sin.
As long as you're not frying something 5 days a week,
well,
then you're fine.
Well, I was.
But our children, have y'all noticed? Last several years, children have more allergies now than they used to. Have y'all noticed that?
That's because of the pesticides.
Yeah. Mm.
There is wheat now. This is why everybody's getting the problems with celiac disease, which is the gluten intolerance.
Right.
So everything has to be like gluten free.
Yeah.
So you're spraying pesticide on a wheat. How do you wash that off? You don't. Now they went a step further, and they're actually adding pesticides into the seed, so the whole plant. So it's not the pesticide on the outside of the plant. It's the whole plant is will kill bugs if you eat it. So that's in our diet.
I tell you another thing that is unusual for the last several years. Little girls, they mature earlier than they used to. You know, I was watching.
Well, I can't say that too much because I matured earlier than other little girls.
But like at 10 years old, you know. But I saw a video about this chicken farm that they shoot these chickens up with growth hormones, and they're grown in 6 weeks. They're grown, and they send them out, you know.
Or antibiotics,
You know, so what's that doing to our little girls and little boys, you know, growth hormones?
Yeah, well, they were doing that with cows. And, cows' milk was was full of, like, growth hormones and was
right.
full of estrogen. And
yeah.
everybody's wondering why there's a big – because there's been gay people forever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they used to stay under the radar, but most people knew, like, on women, they didn't really bug women too much. But you always had two little old ladies that were lifelong companions that always lived together.
Oh, yeah.
Neither one of them married kind of thing, you know. I mean, I had a great aunt that was that way. So it's always been there. But you notice that there's a big emergence of this. And there's a really good book. It's called The Human Zoo. And it talks about us being too overpopulated and being around each other a little too much. It's one of the things in the book. And they point out that you don't see homosexuality in the animal kingdom, but sometimes in zoos you see it. And it's because, you know, they're caged animals.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stuck. But, they've been talking about it. Everybody's been being inundated with estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Between the water and the animals.
Mm.
So that's why
when
you're getting chicken now and they say hormone free.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that
hormone
true?
Free.
Can you trust that?
Yeah. So far.
Okay.
The only thing you can't trust too much on the organic anymore, because organic meant you weren't treated with pesticides. Because they're making the plant with the pesticide right in it, it's still considered organic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all
Which
for the Farm and
is...
Garden Report. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, I think it's interesting what she's saying, you know.
Yeah,
I was about to
just say to the people who are listening, either to the broadcast, I mean to the podcast or now, this is a political show that will diverge into any other area. So those of you who are listening, you do want to call in and talk about politics or about the subjects we're on with regards to its political influence on America, please do. So the food report that we had, it's important because...
And it's political, too.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah. You've got Big Ag and you've got... Bayer and who's the maker of Roundup?
Monsanto.
They're big-time lobbyists.
Yeah. Now, you talk about Monsanto, big-time lobbyists. I think people know this. A few years ago, there were farmers who had their particular farm right next door, okay, a few feet away from a Monsanto farm. So the Monsanto farm... They're creating these GMO seeds. So what happens? They're growing their plants with GMO, and I think they're doing hybrid plants too. I think they may have been, you know, trying to do experiments with cutting the seedlings of one plant with another to find out how to make, you know, hybrid crops. In any case, the seeds that are produced or were produced by Monsanto on their farm, which were containing GMOs, the pesticides, et cetera, these seeds were being blown over to the other farmers that were in that area. But because Monsanto had such pull, they said that now those farms, the area in which those seeds landed on, was now their land.
They sued them for that much. See, with Monsanto seeds, and you reap what you sow, and some farmers, and I'm sure Gene probably does this, you save seeds for the next
mm-hmm.
year, especially if you've got a particular plant that you really liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you save the seeds for some of those plants, and you plant those next year. You cannot legally do that with a Monsanto plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were reaping... They were, you know, they're reaping their field. So first off, they're stealing the plant, even though it's called, I can't remember what it's called. It's called something like flyover, but it's not flyover. Anyway, so they're reaping the plants, so that's stealing from Monsanto. But a lot of these farmers, because they're regular small farms, save seeds and plant them the next year. And so what they were doing was double stealing from them. And they'd let it go for like 2 or 3 years and then sue them for so much money that they pretty much ended up having to turn over their farm.
Yeah. So it's another racket in which big interest people are affecting you. They're stealing your natural resources. They're stealing your livelihood. They're stealing your brain. But again, if I say to wake up, that's falling on deaf ears because you're sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sheep. Go back to the wind. Come on. I want to hear you call in and go back. All right. So, what else? Plenty. Let me see here.
Okay, you got to hit on another one of my conspiracy theories.
Come
on.
Go ahead, Sam.
you're hitting on all of them right now, so you got to hit on another one.
Well, here's one where the Daily Caller is a Daily Beast journalist. He says that watching people wear no mask is like watching a horror movie, as opposed to us seeing everybody in America wearing masks because it's mandated by the powers that be, the ones that want us all rounded up, and which is a sign of compliance by us to them. But this one says, oh, my God, watching people, you know, in particular states that let up on the lockdown, that let up on the mask mandate, it's like watching a horror movie. I'm scared that normality might return. You know what? One of these days, Donnie, you're going to have to put a label on the show which says it's for adults so I can curse my ass off.
Okay.
Yeah, Kat.
You suppose there's going to, after 4th of July, you suppose there's going to be a spike in COVID?
Well, of course. There's either going to be a spike in COVID, but most likely a variant, like the Delta variant, is going to come along.
Yeah,
and, of course,
that.
You know, the vaccines.
Yeah, supposedly right now they're having a big spike in, I think, Nebraska from the Delta variant, and it's affecting younger people, so like teenagers. And they're worried about running out of ventilators.
Oh, Jesus. Remember we had the conversation on Saturday on that stupid stuff, the ventilators. Anybody unfortunate enough to have to go to the hospital to be put on a ventilator for the supposed COVID.
Yeah.
You might as well just, you know, write out your life insurance policy right now. Make out your will.
As many as President Trump had making these ventilators, we shouldn't be out of them.
Mm.
Be running out of them. And I don't know what young people would be doing on one anyway.
Well, because they're being annihilated on purpose. And it's not by the COVID. COVID, you know, the CDC hasn't even proven that the COVID vaccine, the COVID actually exists, because they have to go through a sequencing process and try to isolate it in order to find out how to make the vaccine to begin with. But then they couldn't isolate it in order to say that this coronavirus 19 is actually a coronavirus 19. So there are scientists who are suing the CDC because if the CDC itself says, either on its site or in its documents, that they can't isolate it, you know, and they can't provide a real sample of the virus to the scientists who were demanding it, then why are we having a lockdown? Why are we wearing masks? Why is there a big deal over this so-called COVID? You know what my theory is? And I'm sure that the people here are going to enjoy listening to it.
Go for it.
My theory is, and I was hearing it, you know, I would have come to the conclusion eventually anyway, is that the COVID was a precursor. It was really a setup.
Of course it was.
Yeah. To take the vaccine. See, the COVID wasn't going to kill you. It's only 2% mortality at its worst. But the vaccine, okay? Like, I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kath, if Daniel was talking about the people who called up or actually went to the VAR site, and I think out of 3.5 million people who were complaining about their particular illnesses,
yeah.
Didn't Daniel say about a month or so ago that 200,000 of those 3.5 million were related to the vaccine adverse reactions?
I believe he did.
I think it was 200,000 there. And you know what pisses me off? I'm talking to people, not on Blog Talk Radio, people I know. And they're saying, well, I took the vaccine. There's nothing happening to me, nothing happening to my family. And they just took it 2 days ago, let's say. So they expect to die in order for proof that the vaccine isn't working on them, that the vaccine is actually dangerous. But
well,
yet, 24,000 people have died already.
From the shot. It's not a vaccine. It's a shot.
That's right.
There's nothing vaccine about it at all, like a flu vaccine or a chickenpox vaccine. It's not a vaccine at all.
No. In our opinion, just in case people are listening in and saying, oh, listen to them. Well, in our opinion, we're not giving medical advice. We're not doctors. But in our opinion, the so-called vaccine is not a vaccine. Now, if you want to think of it as a vaccine, feel free. Take it over and over again, if you believe in it that much.
I've seen where doctors, and I don't know how many, where they are. I just saw a video about it on the Internet. If you've had the shot, you cannot come into our office because of the shedding
yeah.
from the shot, you know.
Yeah. And what Kat is referring to, folks, is that if you take the jab, it's supposed to have a protein component to it. And this protein component reacting to your body's system
yeah.
is supposed to replicate itself at such a pace that this protein is supposed to shed, in other words, go through your skin and attach itself to other people who are near that person who is shedding.
Right.
And I've read, too, who knows if it's true, right? But I've read that there were women who were pregnant in the later stages of being pregnant and being near people who were vaccinated. And as a result of the people who were vaxxed, they're shedding, that the people who were pregnant, the poor women had to endure miscarriages.
Yeah, I saw that. But there is something to this shedding, though, because even with my chemo that I'm taking, I am reading that I have to be careful around certain people because I shed this chemo through my skin.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I've got the paper. You know, I've got all kinds of do's and don'ts, you know, things I can, you know, but I've got instructions and warnings about things, so I am shedding chemo, you know.
Oh. What kind of effect is it supposed to have on people, Kat?
What are you talking about?
The shedding of the chemo.
It didn't say. It just said to be careful around children, you know, maybe handling babies, or like I'm real careful around mama, you know.
Right.
But probably healthy people, you know, it wouldn't bother them. But like young children, like my grandchildren, you know, and my mother. But my mother's had that shot. So
you got the jab?
My brothers took her to get it. I told them I wasn't having anything to do with it.
Oh, man.
I begged them not to do it. Well, she'll die if she gets COVID.
I know.
That's what I was told. I said, I'm begging you, don't do it. She will be all right. You know, if she gets COVID, she will survive, even as old as she is, because she's healthy, you know.
No,
but
okay.
Not now.
So she doesn't
not
have
now.
Any real underlying conditions that can be.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's. That's why she's 90 years old.
Friday still fighting, right?
Yeah, Friday is her birthday. She'll be 90.
Well, I was.
And I'm concerned because.
I'm hearing some noise. Hold on.
The COVID is supposed to side effects with the heart and everything, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've read a lot of different side effects. And see, she's been having problems with her heart lately, Donnie, with fluid around her heart. So, yeah, a lot of coughing, you know, and stuff, and that's what it is. But see, before, she didn't have this problem, you know. So, I mean, she's healthier than I am. You know,
cool.
I mean, I'm just thrilled, you know, that she, you know, has lived as long as she has
in a relatively healthy state, huh?
Yeah. But she's had the shot, so.
Well, that's what propaganda does. I mean, the propaganda isn't coming from so-called wacky sources. It's coming from mainstream media, and it's coming from the government.
Well, too, you know, a lot that we hear, side effects from the shot, we don't know for sure if it's true or not, you know. I mean, but I'd just rather not risk it, see.
I hear you. All right, well, I'm going to delve into the topic I wanted to dive into. And I'm doing, and it's about Governor DeSantis. Now, we all know Governor DeSantis is the favorite son right now. He has, theoretically, cleaned up the state so that the election fraud did not occur there. Okay? He also has signed bills banning transgenders from competing in girls' sports, which to me is a good thing.
Yes.
He also has signed bills. Let me take a look. Oh, I just forgot. Because the fluoride has affected my old brain. He signed bills which were going to prevent sanctuary cities. In other words, for people who don't know, sanctuary cities are established in order to make sure that the illegals who go there are not going to be picked up by ICE. They can stay there as illegals. So he signed a bill making Florida a non-sanctuary environment. If the illegals come, they supposedly are going to be allowed to be arrested, maybe even turned into ICE by people. So, good thing. Also, we heard that if Trump was to run in 2024, he was thinking about having DeSantis, the favorite son right now, as his running mate. Now, DeSantis also signed a bill, which sounds pretty good, that banning the vaccine passports. So for those who don't know what that is, that's a way of getting around the government having control of us, telling us, well, we have to be mandated to take the vaccine because that's going to raise a constitutional issue. So what do? They allow or mandate, now probably under the table, they're mandating that businesses are allowed to have to say you cannot enter the business, you cannot become employed by the business, unless you are vaccinated. So it's like 1939 Germany. There are your papers. There is your vaccine paper.
That's right.
Okay? Now, he signed a bill banning that. In other words, the companies cannot have this vaccine passport imposed upon their employees or on their customers. Now, what did I read just a few days ago? That within the bill, even though that bill says that the private sector cannot do it, there is a clause in the bill that says that the state can use any means necessary to vaccinate its residents. So right then and there is a contradiction. At one point, publicly, it's, you know, the bill, in order to pacify the Republicans, conservatives, they're believing that the bill, oh, good, DeSantis is on our side, no vaccine passports.
The government is not going to vaccinate people out there with it. Only something, you know, a person, for instance, the health commissioner or something like that, if there's a contagious person in the community, well, they do have provisions where they can quarantine that person. For instance, if you have a lot of people showing up at a clinic with a sexually transmitted diseases, and in their interview they indicate a person's name over and over and over again with each patient, well, then that will raise a alarm where they need to pay this person a visit and get them off the street or whatever it is that they're doing. But to just involuntarily vaccinate people, come on, Joe. Don't believe that.
No? Well, if it's in the bill, I'm believing it.
Yeah, well, the bill is... Well, you know, these people put these things in these bills that won't stand the time.
Well, you
in a
say
court.
That, but America has been going down the tubes for a long time, Bianchi. We didn't think that the election fraud would occur.
We never knew anything about anything like that. Now, here's the point: if you let them vaccinate you under those pretense, well, it's just like
they're doing it in Australia.
The same thing,
and they're doing
Australia.
It in
Australia.
That's
England. Yeah, that's Australia and England.
Here? Okay.
Nope.
Well, okay. I do. I think it will. I think it's going to happen because we have a corrupt government that will allow anything to happen.
Well, what are they going to do? Run you down the street and tackle you?
What they're going to do with the digital currency is they're going to say, if you're not vaccinated, you won't be allowed. First off, I'll cut off your debit cards and credit cards.
Well, I ain't got no digital currency. People
not now you
digital
don't.
Currency,
but when
crazy.
The cashless currency comes along, and don't forget, in Walmart, they're testing out the cashless currency, and they're testing it out in other places as well. Just because it's happening incrementally, that's what they want. They want the
and that's really dumb too. So your employer is going to pay you in an accounting entry. How you know there's current money there to back it up? Suppose you get your statement and say, I want cash in my hand, then what?
You don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be some ass kicking going on.
You think so? I don't. I think people are gonna go along with it because the government has the GARMs. They have the cops.
Well.
Okay? So it's happening now. It's going to continue worse in the future. We were told that this vaccine was safe. We were told that COVID at the beginning was safe. And even though with a 2% mortality rate, who would have thought we would have had a lockdown, right? They said it'll only last a few weeks. It's been lasting over a year. I don't trust the government.
Well, that's because these states have control. If you got a liquor license, then they got you. But if they can't keep you and Yoke from going over to your cousin's house.
You want to bet? They quarantine it. The false flags will come. They'll make a law. There'll be martial law, and bang, you're done.
Yeah, well, you're contemplating the worst of the worst.
You got that right. There wasn't supposed to be fraud. There wasn't supposed to be slavery because people wouldn't do it.
Well, slavery was at least. Oh my goodness, I hear enough about slavery from black folks, Joe. I didn't want to hear much about it either,
but the fact is that when the government wants to sanction something that's against the people, it'll do it.
That's because the people let it happen.
People have no choice, Bianchi. In a civilized society, our means of fighting back is through voting out the bums and voting in the new ones. When the new bums are the same as the old bums and we have election fraud, I'd like to know what we can do.
Well, I tell you what, you keep your ammunition dry.
Well, that's not the solution I want to go to, but you may be right. But that's not where we're supposed to be headed. The government...
Well, they try to stick a needle in my ass, that's what they're going to get.
Okay. All right. I think if we're going to have...
You know, that damn crap, it doesn't... go ahead, Cinnamon.
The thing that's driving me nuts most about this stupid vaccine thing is they keep talking about herd immunity isn't going to save you. Because supposedly we reached herd immunity. Enough people are vaccinated that that's supposed to go. And I'm at the point where, okay, if you didn't get vaccinated, then you run the risk of getting sick. If you got vaccinated, you think you're safe from it. It's done. It's done. Either you get sick or you don't get sick. And it's all up to you now. Nobody needs to be forced to take anything.
Well, you know, this vaccine was created before the virus. You know it, don't you? I mean, think about it. You would create the vaccine.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you got to create the vaccine. You have to create the vaccine before you create the virus. Because if you create a virus, something that you don't know anything about, never have experiment before. It's an experiment. Well, suppose it get away from you. Now what? You gonna rush and try to come up with a vaccine? So they created the vaccine before this virus was created.
Yeah, they had the building blocks for the vaccine because it's supposed to be like SARS, and it's supposed to be like the bird flu, swine flu, all of the last ones that were supposed to be a pandemic. They already had the building blocks for it, and they just had to plug in what this particular one needed.
It came out of Wuhan. It came out of China. It's where it came from. And that damn Fauci was probably funneling money to this laboratory over here to fund it in order to get the damn thing going. The vaccine's been around.
So
I mean, even evil people got enough sense to protect themselves.
They wouldn't have created the vaccine just to make it voluntary, because that would put the monkey wrench in.
But they've created the vaccine first, Joe, for safety.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't
safety.
Go out and create a monster
minute,
and let him run around. You got no way to contain him, and you got to come up with a
you
way to contain him while he's killing people.
You think this vaccine was created for our safety?
No, I think the vaccine was created first before this virus came about. It only makes sense.
But do you think the vaccine was created, okay, let's assume it was created first before the virus. Do you think it was there? It is here for our safety.
Well, it's for whatever they can convince you to believe.
I'm asking you what
you
believe.
No, I don't believe because my vaccine is my body, as it has been in my lifetime and generations before me. There's no better vaccine maker than the human body. And if it gets that bad, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Typhoid Mary kind of defies that. And other plagues have defied the immunity, the natural immunity of the body. The body breaks down. The vaccines, I think even...
But why do they want to give it to a baby?
I believe the vaccines are here to kill us.
No.
Okay.
It may be, but that mechanism in that baby that come popping out of their womb, and some of them come popping out so fast, it's like a tight end pass down around the 50-yard line. That's one of the strongest immune systems that you can contemplate.
Well, I don't know about it being that strong. I think that if the baby's taking mother's milk, it'll build up the immunity against diseases. But if it's being fed on the... what do they call that now? That man-made...
Femimil or whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Seminil or something.
No, Similac, isn't it?
Similac,
yeah. Then the immunity of the babies go down. But I believe... go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When my daughter was nursing, I used to push her ass on the floor and get the tit myself.
Say that again.
When my daughter was nursing on her mother's breast, I used to come up and push her on the floor out of the way so I could get on it.
Get on what?
Her breast.
When she was nursing? Your daughter.
No, my when my daughter was nursing on my wife.
Oh, she was feeding. Okay.
So I used to push her ass on the floor and get her out the way.
I thought we just learned something new about you. Okay, never mind.
You know, the only way that this is going over is because the ignorance of the people. Simple as that.
Well, you keep saying that, Bianca. You keep saying that the people are going to have to stand up. But in order for them to stand up, as you've just mentioned, you better keep your powder dry. And that is
something
we don't want to get to.
Well, you may be forced to.
And
somebody throw you down the stick of the needle, that's assault. And bodily harm.
As a matter of fact, it's argued by constitutional scholars that they can't force you to take the vaccine just to protect yourself, okay? Because you can do whatever you want with your body. But if you are taking the vaccine has been proven that it doesn't prevent the infection of, spreading the infection to other people, they can do it.
Well, you got thousands of people who have died because of one thing or another associated with them shot. And they have no repercussion. They have no tort against the liability of the vaccine because they've been given immunity, so I understand.
That's right. Big Pharma has been given immunity to produce a so-called vaccine, which is shortcutted by 7 or 8 years, this so-called vaccine, and they're making billions of dollars off of it, while 24,000 people have died so far from a so-called vaccine, which is supposedly 95% safe.
Yeah, well, the human body is providing a greater percentage of safety than the vaccine is doing.
Which proves that the vaccine being here is not here for our safety.
Okay, now, you and I know that. So why is it that so many people do not know that? Well, that's because they're ignorant. Not stupid, they're just ignorant.
Well,
I think a campaign should, the first campaign should be telling people, if you get sick, you have no recourse because the people that made what you got sick off of is immune from prosecution. They should know what immune is since they'd be throwing the word around as it has to apply to police officer that has protected immunity.
Well, a lot of people know what immunity is. It means that you're going to be protected from, from lawsuits. But the thing is that if the people are listening to CNN, MSNBC, et al., and they're listening to the government, right? And they believe the government, and if they believe mainstream media, they're going to do what they're told. Do you know that there are people, even vets, all right, who have nurses as first-line responders, not doctors, but nurses, as daughters, first-line responders, people in their family, who say to them, Dad, Mom, do not take the vaccine. And they go ahead and take it anyway. That's the power of propaganda.
And just stupid.
What was the scare tactic when the COVID first come out?
Everybody's going to die.
You're going to die if you don't, get the shot.
The old people were going to die.
Yeah. Everybody.
You were killing grandma.
If you came near them. It was talking out two sides of their mouth like 1984. They were saying that the COVID, at the beginning, Fauci said, you don't have to wear a mask and COVID is okay. Then he changed his mind and people said the science changed. Fine. But then what Fauci did was say it was not dangerous, but at the same time, it will kill you.
What is Fauci's qualifications?
Fauci
is not a virologist.
No, but he's head of, NHI, National Health?
Well, anybody can be head of something like that. That is to make sure that the rules and regulations are being followed and the reports are being turned in and so on and so on and so on.
They said he was the highest paid government official.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw on the news. He was the highest paid government official.
Yeah, he's the highest paid federal employee.
Mm-hmm.
What's he making, about 500,000?
Yeah,
I don't
550
know.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now this this thread about killing grandma, how many grandmas is left? Because the last time that we were supposed to have been decimating grandma, we were supposed to have been pushing her over a cliff in a wheelchair.
I remember that.
Well,
you remember that,
Donnie? Right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So how many grandmas is left?
We should have taken care of most of them.
Ask Cuomo. 16,000 grandmas died in the homes as a result of that.
That's why come it's very important to start teaching your young people, right? Yet last week, that's the only offense, the average person's only offense, defense that is just that. Don't let them have your kids.
People have to start questioning everything. Everything, the food we eat, what our government officials do, what our doctors say, they have to start questioning, you know, well, why do I have to do that? Why do I need that medicine? You know?
You're absolutely right, Kathy.
They have to start speaking up, questioning things. I mean, look what happened with our election. You know, we have to start questioning things, you know. I mean, we saw it. We saw it on CNN. 12,000 votes was taken away from Trump during the commercial.
Hell, we Barr sit on his ass for his entire duration, didn't do anything.
Didn't do a thing.
Yep. You know, he said, I've seen no evidence of
any I've seen no widespread evidence of election fraud. Listen to those words. Not that any evidence. Any widespread evidence.
Yep.
He's parsing the words like a lawyer.
People go to church and don't understand the difference between a sovereignty and a democracy. The trial of Jesus, what was that? Was that not the action of a democracy that put him to death? It wasn't the sovereignty because Pontius Pilate said he found nothing wrong. And what you're seeing now is a misguided, misplaced, hyped-up democracy that's working. And it's working terribly. We got to get back to laws and sovereign, the laws of our sovereign the states are in for sure if the nation itself is running raggedy.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Kat, when you and Daniel comes on, I want to talk about the 13th Amendment. I think he read on Saturday.
I think it was the 10th Amendment
Amendment.
Reading.
10th Amendment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the solution is to go to the states.
Right.
So my question is, if the state, if each individual state is supposed to look out for itself and not for the other states, let's say there are, let me throw out the number, 10 states. 5 states say there was fraud. 5 states say there wasn't fraud. What do we do then?
Well, their legislatures are supposed to decertify those electoral votes.
Yeah, and that already happened. So now, if the fraud has been will be proven, let's say, to some, and it's enough to have the state legislatures say, okay, let us determine, according to the 10th Amendment, if the fraud occurred in our state. Now, let's say 26 states say there was fraud, 24 say they weren't. What are we going to do?
Well, it depends on who has the most electoral votes, you know. If they do certify the electoral votes that were given to Biden and Trump ends up with more electoral votes, Trump won.
Well, everything Biden has done so far has been fraudulent.
Oh, yeah.
I would say
everything.
Which means the government
should
get away with
two or three or four times.
Yeah, I mean these executive orders. I never liked executive orders because it made every president, any president, a dictator, regardless whether he's Republican or a Democrat. right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what Obama said? I've got a pen and a telephone.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we can't allow this, if there is fraud proven, I still want somebody to explain to me what happened to those 12,000 votes. It was, I think Biden won by, what, 10,000 in Georgia?
I forget.
And 12,000
was
taken from Trump. You
it
know?
Was 45,000 all across the country that Trump lost by.
That was it?
Yep.
From border to border, only 45,000? I thought it was a lot more.
I heard 45,000 votes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I don't care who was running, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, I don't care. I want to know what happened to those 12,000 votes when CNN went on a commercial and come back and 12,000 less. I mean, if somebody can explain that to me to where it's common sense and logical, then okay, you know.
Kat, were you watching the forecast that night? Were you watching the election results?
Yeah.
Okay. Bianchi, were you doing the same?
Mm-mm.
No, neither was I. Donald, Cinnamon, were you watching the election boards?
I was.
Okay.
I
want to know what I wasn't. I heard. I want to have this verified that Trump was ahead, and that they didn't just say they're going to close down the results reporting. They said that they closed down the counting of the votes. Is that true?
They closed
the
counting.
They closed
the counting. The counting should have been closed.
Daniel and I set up to 2 or 3 o'clock that morning watching. Trump was way ahead. They shut down the counting at about 3:30 that morning. At 6:30, they were supposed to start counting again.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then at 6:30, Biden's got hundreds of thousands more. But if they had stopped counting at 3:30 like they said they did and then started up again at 6:30, you know, we could have gone
through. Where did they come from? Yeah.
In other words, Biden got ahead when the voting was stopped. The counting had stopped. That right there tells you two things. And the biggest thing is that you got some ignorant people that was cheating. They didn't even know how to cover their damn tracks right.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Because they were overconfident with these mail-in ballots and these absentee ballots, which are, well, they were legal votes just prior to the election, but they should have been illegal.
Thing.
You know, they were illegal up until then.
It tells you that some foreign hands had something to do to it also, because I don't know if y'all have ever noticed when you're reading something and you know how the words are placed that it's not Americans, because Americans just don't talk like that.
Yeah.
So
some foreigners had to have something to do with this also.
Well,
to be that stupid.
You know what will happen if it's proven of foreign interference, and I think it already has been. We just don't know it yet, that the military will jump in, you know. And I know y'all don't think a lot, probably have the confidence in the military that I do, but I told Daniel a while back, I look forward to the day when we will drop to our knees and thank God for our military for saving us from our own arrogance and ignorance.
Well, I wish I could have the faith, Kat.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Because
Donnie,
we would
you
need
a video.
Them. That's exactly what we need. Is military.
All right.
Oh, I was.
No, Pianchi sent me a video.
Oh.
On that Chinese factory. You want to see something, play that. I mean, just,
oh, is that about the workers?
Can... Oh, man, it's something else.
Oh,
it's...
yeah? I didn't hear
that's our enemy. That there is our enemy. I'm not worried about Russia.
No.
I'm not worried about the Taliban, ISIS. China is the enemy.
China is definitely the enemy.
And if they're building up the war machine that they're building up, they're going to use it.
Let's not take down Russia. Russia's been in the game for world domination since.
I don't think Russia's going to mess with you, nice.
Russia ain't
oh, no.
cracked compared to China. No, China wants more. China wants everything the United States has.
They want our land.
And so does Russia. You think Russia's our friend?
No, I don't think Russia wants to mess with the United States.
No, I don't either.
In the news, but
don't talk about Russia because Putin, I found out he's the same age as I am. And
oh,
he's single.
We won't talk about him, baby.
And
don't
he's
worry.
Single.
Oh, Vladimir, I got somebody for
and
you.
And he rides a horse.
Yeah, I love that. Love that picture of him without a shirt on. I love that picture.
You just love the bad boys, Kat.
I must. I married a Marine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I do. Somebody in uniform, you know, I think.
I wish more people would love people in uniform because we, you know, we risk our lives in order to protect everybody.
Yeah. I told you, my father was a lifer in the Army. I grew up in the Army.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I grew up in the Army.
Yes, oh, you're an Army brat, huh?
I am an Army brat. I am, but that's not why I'm like I am today.
The hell it ain't.
I'm like I am today because my husband died 31 years ago and left me to the wolves out there, and it toughened me up some. I had to learn to speak up for myself.
Well, women are allowed to do that. You're allowed to speak up for
yourself. You ever had to punch somebody?
No, I haven't.
She should have, but she didn't.
Oh, yeah. But I did get rid of him, though.
That's true. They keep dying. You could have kept him around. He would have died.
Yeah, but he was already gone 12 years after he died. But my cousin told me it has a way of coming back and biting them in the butt, you know. So she said there's a curse on me.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Okay, Pianchi, I got the Chinese.
Did y'all know that there's 400,000 troops doing exercises in the, I think it's the Pacific, I think.
China Sea?
Yeah.
You don't have to play all of it, Donnie. They get the gist of it.
All right. Yeah. I don't know if you're around 42 minutes. I don't think.
I'll play all of it.
Oh, boy.
Four, let me go over three.
Yeah.
I hope you get the gist of it in three.
What's it like to live where you work? For most of us, that's unthinkable. But imagine living and working at one of the biggest factories in the world. A workplace the size of Monaco. For these 17,000 employees, it's reality. They come from all over China, seeking a brighter future at this factory called Yupa. Workers craft coffee makers, irons, and electric grills in staggering quantities every single day. But Yupa is more than a steady paycheck. It's home. People get married here. They send their kids to school here. But the work never stops. Yupa's managers are on a mission to produce new products for every corner of the globe that could forever change the way we think of made in China. Step behind the closed doors of modern China into a factory the size of a city.
Wow. That's amazing.
Welcome to the place that calls itself Factory of the World. By the time you finish watching this program, Yuba's 17,000 Chinese workers will produce nearly 20,000 electrical appliances. Every day they churn out 60,000 irons. Every month, Yuba makes 36,000 coffee makers. That's two new machines for every Starbucks on the planet. And every year, these laborers produce a staggering 18 million electric grills. Stacked side by side, they'd span the Atlantic from New York to London. Chances are you own something built right here. Factories like these don't exist in North America or Europe, but they're not uncommon in China, where labor is cheap. Yuba runs on human sweat alone. No need for robots. To ensure non-stop production, workers need a steady stream of parts. Someone has to make sure those parts get to the right place in time. This is Ming Long Fu. He started work at Yuba in 1994. I'm in charge of production control. Production control is the brain of the factory. Its main function is to coordinate each department. If any of Yuba's factories run out of parts, Mr. He's job is on the line. The production line cannot wait. We have to guarantee that our production is smooth. Running out of materials would affect our efficiency, affect our productivity, and affect our revenue. So I have to fix this in the shortest time possible. Today, a problem at the iron factory needs smoothing out. Workers on the iron line are low on a crucial part. To keep up production, they need 2,000 units, and they need them now.
Just now I found out the main problems here at the iron department. One major problem is the case for model 603. They need 2,000 right now.
Wow. Traditional plants use outside suppliers for their components, not Yuba. To slash costs and stay competitive, Yuba builds its own parts on site. So Mr. He's supplier is only a bike ride away.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm going to keep that sucker. I'm going to send that around. Wow, that's a hell of a factory.
Yeah, no way in the world you compete with something like that.
No. No, but you know what?
Regulations we have over here.
It sure as hell put them out of business. If America,
yeah, don't buy these stuff.
Yeah, if our country would stop buying, just in 1 month, China'd go down like a rock.
I tell you something else. These corporations that's refusing to donate to politicians who is challenging the election count. We need to know who they are so we can boycott their asses.
Yeah.
I'm not into boycotting, but for that, that means a lot.
That's a bunch of crap, Donnie.
It sure is.
They are interfering in the politics of the country. and the politicians are only doing what the Constitution allows them to do.
Right. What's the gal that ran for governor in Georgia? What's her name?
Who, Abrams?
Stacey Abrams?
Abrams, yes. She was in financial straits. Now she's over a millionaire, by the way.
She can't pay her damn bill.
She owns two homes. See?
And now she's a millionaire.
Yeah.
How did she get that way? She doesn't want to be the governor, for God's sake.
We need to look at her taxes. Demand to see her damn taxes.
She never did concede that either. Y'all know that, don't you?
That's right, Kat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
See, these factions would love to tear the South down in their politics.
Yeah.
They love to do that.
My God, Georgia, boy, that was big.
Do y'all remember the stories way back, 30s, 40s, about the coal mines? You know, that's no unions. They worked you know. They had a company store. People put up little shacks around there because these coal mines were out in the middle of nowhere.
Tennessee Ernie wrote a song about the company store.
And whatever
the company store.
Yeah. The people had to go to the company store to buy their goods and things, and they had to pay what the store wanted to charge.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right.
And they
had,
and according to the song, they had to go into debt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were in debt. They couldn't afford the company 16 store.
16 tons.
16 tons, what do you get?
They lived so far away from town to where they couldn't travel to town to buy stuff, so they had to use the company store.
You know,
well, Kathy, that's the way it was with the fracking out in, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And the people didn't have no place to stay, and Holiday Inn triple or quadruple their rates, like $500 a night or something like that.
And that's something.
Yeah.
You know, I feel insulted. Nobody wants to listen to me. There you go.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Okay, there you go.
But you know, what made me think of that is talking about China and what the Chinese people, how they're having to live, you know, and getting low wages. You know, they work all the time.
There was a case, when was the last year or the year before, where inside this factory reservation that I think the workers were complaining, and then they had to chain the doors because some of them were committing suicide if they were under such stress.
Huh.
Which is understandable, you know, considering the kind of culture that they live under. You know, they have to save face. If they don't produce what they're supposed to produce, it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Mm. Anybody want to hear me sing?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, you don't.
I was just trying to be nice.
There's a movie about that, Joe.
About what?
I was trying to think here lately. It's in one of these controlled societies.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to produce so much. And if... And they keep up with what you produce each day, and if you don't, then I don't think they kill you, but they pull you out of, you know, they do something to you, you know. But
you know any of the stars in it? Because I'm thinking of Logan's Run, or I'm thinking of
I'm just remembering somebody's friend was pulled out of line or something, you know, because he hadn't produced what he did the day before. And this guy was just real upset about it, you know.
Mm.
He was real upset at his friend, you know.
Well, they're making a lot of dystopic movies now under the theory that if they let us know what the future is going to be like,
uh-huh.
we're going to become desensitized to the future and accept it even more.
I
don't know if that theory works. I know if I see these movies, which are warning me of the future, and the future's coming, I'm not accepting it. I'm just saying, uh-oh, it's here. And I want to fight back against it.
Well, they got to take their guns away from us first.
Well,
that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen.
You know what? With the sheep being that it is, that we are, there will be people, there will be buybacks, you know, we keep imagining, I think, that in order for them to get our guns, that they have to knock on our doors, and there will be resistance. What about buybacks?
Yeah. Well, some idiot. Yeah, I sell them a gun that don't work.
And then once they have all of them, then they may go door to door. You know what? This idea that you have to register your gun with the government, I don't like to begin with.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't want nobody to know what I've got.
If you go to buy the gun, all you should do is give the dealer identification, and they check your name off of a list of no buyers. But to fill out a damn form, give all that information, your address, the type of gun, and all that. No, that's a bunch of bull crap.
I don't like the fact that if they have this database where they can check it off, it still means somebody can hack into it and find out who you are.
Well, I'm thinking about names of felons and, people like that.
Okay.
Mental patients that don't need to be buying guns.
Yeah.
These are the names that need to be on that list. Check the list, update it every day. Check the list. If your name's not on it, you can buy your gun. But if your name is on it, you can't.
You know what?
And this silly stuff of waiting 10 days, 3 months before you can buy a gun is a bunch of crap.
Yeah. I don't want them to know where I live and who I bank with,
But they do.
Well.
And another thing about updating the list, if we believed in our government, if we could trust the government, that wouldn't bother me. But you're right about, suppose you have a real mental health problem. I don't want somebody who's bonkers to have a gun. But
right.
The thing is, if the government has access to the list, it can also make laws to define who's got mental health problems or not.
Right.
They're defining that now. Do you know that if you criticize the election, that you're considered a domestic terrorist by a document that just came out? Alex Jones was talking about it on his most recent show. He was saying that in the document, if you criticize the election and the censorship, I believe, if you just criticize them,
uh-huh.
Not an activist, you just criticize them, you're considered a domestic terrorist. Because they can, whatever happened in China, whatever happened in Cuba, Russia, etc., can happen here. It's happening here. I keep saying we're in it, but people don't believe me.
Look at Venezuela. What was it? A third of their population has left? I've read something about that a while back.
I'm surprised they allowed them to leave.
A lot of them are coming up over the border, the southern border.
They're the next big refugee surge.
Yeah, Venezuela.
Can't say they're blame them.
What happened? Bueno?
I said I can't say that I blame them.
Oh, I thought you were saying bueno. Are you trying to appropriate my culture? I came over the border. I like you here.
You came over the border.
See, that's the other thing that bugs me when people start screaming cultural appropriation. Isn't our country built on being a melting pot?
Supposedly,
yes,
Well, so isn't that bullshit? Isn't that the propaganda where they're trying to twist your mind into believing that because you're wearing a sombrero, because you like sombreros and you like Mexican music, for example, that it's cultural appropriation? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And people are believing
it. I could see if my neighbor decides to start making Native American art and she's of Polish descent. I could see somebody screaming cultural appropriation there because you're trying to make a profit off of something. But if she just starts wearing clothing that's Native American made, that's not cultural appropriation. That's just saying I like it.
Now, you have to go into a little bit deeper with that, Sin, because if somebody was a Polish American likes Mexican art.
Yeah.
And they create art which is reflective of the Mexican culture, and they sell it at a profit.
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with that.
I don't either. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Cinnamon. I don't see
I was going to say, that's the only thing I can see where they could actually start screaming cultural appropriations. But, I mean, they're doing it right now where hoop earrings are cultural appropriations because slaves wore hoop earrings because people could grab the hoop and keep them tied on. I'm like, bullshit. That is just total bullshit.
Well, it is. But can you explain, if you don't mind, could you explain why you feel that the artwork would be inappropriate?
I can't think of what designer it was, but some clothing designer went and copied, and it wasn't Native American art. I think it was Australian Aboriginal.
Right.
Copied exactly some of the stuff that's like sacred carvings for them.
Right.
Like some of the and made clothing out of it.
Okay.
That I can see.
Well, they don't have no trademark on that.
No. And that's why it's not a trademark issue. It's just a cultural appropriation thing.
I think you're burying yourself here, Cinnamon. You're not agreeing with that. You're just saying that's what people are doing or saying is raising hell about people that's making a profit.
Yeah, they're screaming everything. You can't wear braids. Are you freaking kidding me? You can't have dreadlocks.
Settle down.
Not see pictures of the Vikings?
Settle down.
Yeah.
Settle down. I'm just telling you, you were saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Is all.
That's
you were
I'm
saying
confused. It. That's why. That's why Don is jumping in, Sin, because it seems to me that you agreed that it was cultural appropriation of somebody.
Yeah.
Do you agree that it's cultural appropriation? Do you think, or you're just saying this is what other people think?
No, that's what other people think. Was cultural appropriations. And that's
the
only time I could see where they would have like a legitimate and try to shame somebody with it.
See, that's agreeing with it when you're saying it's legitimate. I don't see where that's legitimate at all. I don't know. I don't know where you're coming from.
Tell them people to go to hell.
Yeah, I mean, why? you know, one time, I dressed up on a Halloween many years ago because Blackula came out, right? So I went to a Halloween party, and I didn't go as Dracula. I went as Blackula. That was the name of the film.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Was that cultural appropriation? It would be now.
It would be now.
Who thinks that I stole a particular part of that culture?
No.
Nobody. Good. All right. So we settled that.
All right. He's a freak.
Yeah. Okay. But in any case, I was looking like, who was the name? It was a famous classic actor who played the role of the black vampire.
I think that was Eddie Murphy, wasn't it?
No. Eddie Murphy was a few years ago. I'm talking back in the way back when, about over 30 years ago.
Before I was born?
No, baby. Okay.
Okay.
But I went like that, and I had the cape. I put on a wig. I had on the black face. And I went as Blackula. Because Dracula to me was like, you know, everybody's doing it. So I went like that. And nowadays I would be considered, you know, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It was a decent Halloween party, too. And I didn't sing, but I should have. I think I'm going to sing now. 16 times. If anybody wants to clear off,
boy,
I don't blame you.
Joe is certainly coming out of his shell, isn't he, Donnie?
Yeah. I'm waiting. I'll be here to let that happen.
Well,
no,
this
no holes barred, Joe.
This is my show. I am entertaining people. Excuse me. That's right. Entertaining and informative. That's the name of Joe's show.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? It's 11 o'clock, so if you guys are bored, you can all go home if you want. But if you're not, I can stay on to flap my gums for about 20 more minutes.
Yeah, we'll go about 20.
Okay. Well, we ain't even talked about aliens tonight.
I want to hear more about them. Oh,
no.
Hey, you know what, though? Before you start, you probably heard about this. The government came out with a document recently. They don't call them UFOs. What do I call it? Unidentified aerial projects, something like that?
No, the government calls
phenomenon.
Them.
Phenomenon.
No.
Yeah,
UAP
call...
phenomenon? Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
That
in.
Hey, you know what? We ought to boycott them because they're culturally, inappropriately grabbing alien culture, and that's not right.
Tell them.
There's some kind of phobia there somewhere.
We'll find it. We'll find it. It was time.
Yeah. The 8-foot tall people, we can't have that. You know, if not, you know, maybe they invented basketball.
Who knows?
Mm. Well, what do you know, seriously, Cam, what do you know about, because Daniel has brought up plasma guns. What about them?
Photon guns.
Photon guns? Okay.
Well, I mean, we saw a video. I sent it to Donnie. I think he looked at it. And this was back in 2018, I think Nevada maybe, Arizona. Somebody was filming it from their car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you could see a lot of, it's on a highway. And it was in the distance. It looked like a huge cloud. And you could see streaks of something diagonally shooting into that cloud, and then you could see a blast, you know. And that was supposed to have been a photon gun or weapon, and it was there near a dome, one of those underground caverns, and supposedly they were coming out of it, you know, and they were being shot at with these photon guns.
Do we have the photon gun?
Space Force does.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
According to Daniel, Space Force.
Hmm.
You know, they have that technology now.
Yeah.
Daniel ain't got back yet.
You know, I believe some gal come by here and picked him up.
Oh, you know.
Donnie, he said he was going to a funeral today at about 2 o'clock.
No, right now he's in mourning.
And I'm at
with that
home.
At,
yeah, yes. With this gal. This gal.
They're trying to
make everybody happy.
He didn't leave a note or nothing.
Oh.
I don't know where he is right now.
Before he's, I forget.
He's at her mercy because she must have picked him up. His
he's
car's
at
out here.
Her mercy? You are a protective mother.
Well, I tell you, the next time you get close to her, look behind her ears, she might have an alien sign.
I wonder, you know, is Daniel telling her about all this alien stuff tonight?
Who knows? Maybe she's digging
it.
She'll bring him back, and she'll dump him. And
keep on going.
But, look this up, guys. You ought to look this up in 1852, and I'm not going to read it because I read it yesterday. Frederick Douglass and his famous the meaning of July 4th for the Negro, and it was he did it in Rochester, New York, in 1852, and it's pretty appropriate for today. These times. It's really good.
Good. What I am glad about is that we only touched upon race tonight. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Wow.
On my show, which was tonight, we were not going to delve into it too deeply.
Nope.
Yeah, I did too.
Just
I guess
saying
that's
a good speech.
Slavery.
That's a good damn speech.
What does it say? Well, he was telling the truth. At that time, they weren't U.S. citizens.
But the way he wrote, too, I read some of his writings. Frederick Douglass taught himself how to read and write, and he was very fluid in the English language.
Good writer.
Yes, he was.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. They never talk about the hundreds and hundreds of black entrepreneurs on record since 1600 through 1865.
No, they don't. They don't.
And I heard a guy talk about the GI Bill, said that his grandfather couldn't use it to go to school because they wouldn't allow blacks to go to college. But that has to be a lie, because all those black scientists that participated in the Manhattan Project, they were degreed in chemistry, nuclear physics, electrical engineers, and went to Columbia University, University of Chicago, University of Iowa. So people make those statements, and they sound just remarkable when people say them, and then they will go quote them, and they get quoted and quoted and quoted. Next thing you know, it's all over the place.
It's reality. You know, it's fact. It's like a lie. Lie. Eventually, it gets to be the truth. Pelosi said that.
Well, Bianchi's referring to it like the telephone game. You start talking one way to one person, the person misinterprets it, says something to the third person, which is different than what the first person said, and continuing around the horn. And not only the big lie, but it gets distorted. Now, if the guy himself said he couldn't go to college because he was black and the GI Bill didn't apply to him, I would take that as being more credible than somebody else saying, I know of a person who said that they couldn't go to college.
Yeah.
So which one was it, Bianchi?
Which one was what?
The person who said that he couldn't go to college on the GI Bill.
Oh.
Is that him saying it, or is that somebody else saying that he knows of this person?
He said his grandfather couldn't go to college because they wouldn't allow blacks to go to college. That's what they're saying. He said he couldn't use his GI Bill.
That may be true. Even though there are blacks in Columbia, et cetera, maybe the use of the GI Bill could not be allowed by blacks to go to college. Because the government segregated blacks.
Well, no, he said that they wouldn't allow blacks to go to college. He said he couldn't use his GI Bill because they wouldn't allow blacks in college.
Oh. Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then, that's wrong. Because according to what you're saying, all the scientists at the Manhattan Project, they went to Columbia and other good universities. And so,
And the Manhattan Project is in the 40s. So, they had to go to school in the 30s, probably born in the latter 20s.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about something that just occurred yesterday in that time frame. But these lies that come out, it's just people believe that stuff. They only get one side of history and not the other side.
Yeah. That's why I like it when Kat says what I read as opposed to her saying that this is the absolute truth.
Well, I don't want to be a Rachel Maddow, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you heard? Yeah.
Yeah, you see that?
I heard it. I heard about it, yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked about it on Saturday. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you see, Donnie?
I can remember that.
My memory, I just escaped my head.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. It's not even absent-mindedness. It's just being distracted and can't come back.
Do any of y'all know if Mount Rushmore did 4th of July fireworks this time?
I don't know.
I read where they weren't allowed to, but then, I don't know if they went ahead and did it or not.
I don't know either. The governor got involved.
Yeah.
And she got into Biden's ass. I don't know if he changed it or not.
I'm so sick of Biden. Like, you have no fucking idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then good old Kamala's right on his ass, coming right up behind. You think she knows any better about what to do if she were to be somehow the president? You know what I read? I read that if Biden and Kamala, if they don't reach 70% vaccination, or haven't had, or by now, because July 4th is passed, if they weren't going to reach 70% vaccination rate by July 4th, that a few months later, they were going to be removed. So we can look forward to that, but...
Well, who's going to remove them?
The cabal.
Oh, the cabal. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Not the American people, but we, our hands are tied.
Huh.
Hey, besides us, Donnie, do you have those spies on the switchboard? Are they still there? Do they drop off?
Let me go back to the switchboard.
Spies?
Yeah, you know all those people that don't put their hand up?
Yeah.
You think they're there just to listen every month?
I mean,
every
20, Saturday?
They're just lurkers.
23. Yeah.
23 still there, huh?
Yeah.
Listen to this. 23 people still there. You think they're not on the UAW's payroll? I think a certain percentage are.
I don't know. I don't know. A lot of different area codes. So
they're listening and they never participate?
Yeah.
I don't
they call in from work and they listen that way.
Hmm.
Different
that'd be
place.
Good if they, you know, if they weren't spies, if they were just avid listeners, that would be good. But I would like them to call in every once in a while.
Well, I recognize a lot of their numbers.
Oh, you do?
They call in every Saturday.
Hmm.
Well, you see that purple button there on the screen? You push that, the phone on the other end will blow up.
Just like Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Well, it's like Biden said during a press conference. He said something. He said, I'm going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to speak. Yeah. My staff doesn't want me to do this. I'm going to get in trouble for this. Yeah, because they don't want you to speak at all, Joe. That's why you talk to 12 people in circles.
Mm-hmm.
In circles.
Have you ever seen anybody else with such a bad case of foot and mouth disease?
Well, I think he's sick. I don't think he can help that.
I don't care, as we said before. I don't give a rat's ass if he's sick. The bastard deserves to be sick. The guy, for as long as he's been in power as a senator, has not been for America, and neither has his stupid fucking wife.
Well, no, they ripped America off, but we let them do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Donnie, it's like we vote, but if all of our elections have been rigged for decades, I mean, you know, we can't help that. You know, we vote for somebody, but the election's rigged, the other one gets it. You know?
Damn good point, Don. Because Philadelphia, Newark, Los Angeles, New York, well known for the fraud that occurs in those metropolitan cities. Detroit.
Yeah. But a lot of them are speaking up now. Pennsylvania, you know, they went red this time. They know they did. And they're wanting an audit, you know.
And I hope it's an audit as opposed to just the vote count, because all it means when you have a vote count is you keep counting the same ballots that are illegal.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid, isn't it?
Well, they did send, some of these states sent representatives to Arizona to watch them, how they did the audit, you know, so that they could go back to their own states and, you know, they were trying to learn what they were looking for. the folds and the dead people voting and and all that.
Supposed to purge the rolls. But Bianchi, weren't you the one that came up with the idea, or was it you, Kat, of having a camera over every table?
Yeah, everyone. Every person is.
Yeah.
Every person is counting the ballot for the candidates.
Yeah.
The counters can't have a cell phone. They can't have they can't even bring their own pencils.
That's right. When the polls close, that means all the ballots, that means every ballot must be in the polling station where they're going to count at this time. None can be brought in after this at 10 o'clock, say.
Well, and see, every hour or every 2 hours, see, this is how it go. A person come in and show they get vetted. They show their identification, picture, they check their iris, face recognition, voice, whatever they want to do. They get their ballot, they go to their machine, and they vote. They take the ballot out and hand it to a attendee. The attendee hands it to counter number one. It goes from counter one, number one to number two, to number three. And every so often, they tally each counter's recording. If Donnie is counter number one, he has 50. If Joe is counter number two, he has 50. If Kathy is counter number three, she has 48. Then right then and there, they count those ballots where that discrepancy is until they get it all correct. They all are in line with one another. Hell, that's simple.
Yeah, it is, but I'm afraid Detroit would be at it all month long because they just
That would be just we talk about just the federal ballot.
Yeah.
See, Detroit people have nothing to do with that. Detroit people only work with state and local candidates.
All right. You're talking
the people that's doing the federal are special people.
Uh-huh.
They're bonded. If you got a congressperson in the first district, where none of those people can live in the first district.
What I recommended years ago was that when a person voted, they get a receipt with a number that's on the ballot, and they keep the receipt and they put the number up there on the web, so that the person who voted and got the receipt can check the web to make sure that it's being counted. If we get a receipt for buying something at Walmart, we should get a receipt for voting.
Seems like years ago we did get the top part of the our ballot, didn't we? Years ago? Maybe
not. What people do is ask what number they are, is what they do. Nowadays.
Yeah, well, the number is right there on it, so you just jot it down. I always look in the book when when they're checking my stuff. I ask how many, I might be 149 because we're, Gaines Township.
Right. And with computers, it's a cinch. But when you take a look at the Dominion machines and how they're connected to the web, and then they're connected to servers in foreign countries, you've got to have suspicions right then and there.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that can't happen. That can't be allowed. Now, look, wait a minute. If states want to do that, leave them the hell alone. But we're talking about the federal candidates.
Mm-hmm.
None of that should be allowed with federal candidates.
Shouldn't be allowed with any candidate in any kind of...
There's a thing with Michigan, when I was watching, he was right there all night long. And then all of a sudden, this guy is in... It was the old Cobo Hall in Detroit. And that's where the counting place was. And they call it something else now. I don't know what it is. And he's just sitting there in his car. And all of a sudden this truck pulls up and he's pulling out box after box after box.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be closed. they sent people home.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody opens the door and takes these, presumably, I presume they're ballots. What else could it be? And all of a sudden, you know, Trump is getting, you know, he closed it up a little bit, but, you know, that's what I think happened. I believe in Georgia and Pennsylvania, they seen what was going on, that Trump was smashing, you know, 74 million, 75 million. No Republicans ever got that kind of support. So they had to start swinging, you know, start cheating like hell. And they really overdid it when they gave Biden 81 million votes. But
what is it, 160-something million registered voters in the United States? Biden got 81%. Trump got, they don't even come out right, you know. And it's like a county with 300,000 registered voters, and they had 500,000 ballots cast. I mean, do you not see a red flag there?
That's what happened. A couple of counties.
They went over.
I guess that's not enough to investigate, according to Barr.
It isn't.
It's all right to cheat a little.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll get you if you cheat a lot. And that makes no sense to me, that freaking stupid rule.
Yeah, I mean, you're only supposed to have like a 1%, 2% difference, but if you have like a 50% difference, no. Uh-uh.
Just think about it. If you live in Chicago, for instance, and you go vote, and 10% are screwed with, that's a lot of ballots. That's a lot of votes, 10%. When you figure probably only 40% will vote. Go ahead, Bianchi.
I tell you, if it was counted in Detroit and covered the hole, ain't no telling what happened to him.
Well, that's right. That's where it was called. Counted.
Well, you never have 100% that vote. Never.
But you should get damn close to it, and there's no reason why you can't get. I'll tell you what, this truck pulled up at Cobo Hall at 3:30 in the morning, in the a.m. They had been closed. They're the ones that covered their windows with cardboard, so nobody could watch them.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember right, this is during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want, this thing was done in secret, and they kept Republicans that were supposed to be the watchers completely out of the picture. There's no way in hell they could do their job. And that's, I'm just talking Michigan. That's
no, some other states as well. They threatened them, the lookers, the onlookers, the ones who were supposed to be monitoring, with jail time if they you know, if they got any closer, or if they violated the guards. I don't think they had security guards, but they had people come out and say, "Oh, you got to stay here, folks. You can't, you can't proceed any further."
Well, they went to court too. They went to court, and I forgot if it might have been Pennsylvania. And okay, well, the judge said, "Okay, he's 6 foot. You got to be 6 foot. You got to let him be 6 foot." Well, then they put him 6 foot, but where they couldn't possibly see the ballot, they could never check it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no sense.
It was too far away for them to verify it,
And, you know, they made himself look bad. And it was Democratic cities that did this in the states. They just made them look bad. And it made me not trust our elections anymore. And I don't until something happens that changes. It's like what Bianchi said, okay, well, federal is separate than state and local. Just separate. Keep it separate. Be a hell of a lot easier counting federal ballots.
Yeah, but corruption is corruption. I don't care how they'll find a way to fix it. Remember before the machines came in, you walked into the polling machine, you put the curtain behind you, and you threw the lever?
Yeah.
You still had corruption.
No. A lot less corruption, though. It was hard. That's when we had a paper trail. And if it got way out of hand, they could bust them. They could go in there and, you know, if it didn't make it at all sense, they could go in.
It was harder, but still Tammany Hall got rich off of that. Philadelphia got, they still elected their
Daley. Look at Daley in Chicago.
Yeah.
Fixing everybody's election. They're paying them money.
That's it. And you know what got me is that they had the ordinary workers at the poll player at the polls just going along with it, and they knew, they had to know instinctively that what they were doing was wrong, and they said, okay boss, I'll do it. Are you crazy? Why, you know, that's why you have to believe the 100 affidavits or more of the people who were witnesses there. And they weren't nuts. They were, some of them were scientists, teachers, other professionals and other in other industries,
right?
And they were all dismissed like they were nuts. All of this, all we're being gaslighted, like Alex Jones says, all in front of our face, and we're going. Some are going, well, that's just the way it is. And others are going, well, what do you do about it? What can you do? You don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to trust this. I'm telling you again for about the umpteenth time, this election fraud got me completely by surprise, the way it was so organized. Holy shit, so widespread.
Now, when they started putting these big plastic containers, the whole ballots, I knew we were screwed. Then they showed a tape of a lady was going to mail or put hers in one. And two guys that looked like they were thugs were getting the ballots out. And he was asking questions, and they just shut up. They didn't want to answer no more. And then he took off with all the ballots.
What about the ballot harvesting? Anybody see the videos of the ballot harvesting where a woman was was paid on commission to gather as many ballots as she could from some immigrant section of town?
Yeah, same thing in Minnesota.
Some other section, yeah.
And he was bragging, look at all the ballots I got. And he was getting, and he said it was Ilhan Omar in her election that was paying her or paying him.
Mm.
And nobody did a thing about that either.
No.
They don't do a damn thing about anything because they know better. Because if you bust these people have big mouths. You think Omar would go out just not saying a word? Bull. She would try to spill the beans. Even if she would be lying, she'd be saying something.
Well, they would vote her because her constituency is Somali.
Yeah.
Immigrant. A whole bunch of them.
Well, a lot of them got mad at her because they got caught. There's more than one business, but one really got caught was a daycare center.
Yeah.
In her district, yeah. But more got busted, too, but that was a big one. They were making
well, you know, if,
cash.
If you caught doing that, you should be kicked out of the country.
Absolutely. But no, we wouldn't do that. We're not like that, Pianki. Where's your pride?
Where's your sympathy for the immigrants, you fucking racist?
Humanitarian.
Huh? Pianki? You racist.
I tell you what, if I was president for a month.
I want to know when Texas is going to start building that wall they say they're going to build.
Yeah. Well, Abbott's an up and down governor himself. You know, sometimes he's he seems like a good conservative, a good American. Other times he seems like he's on the payroll.
Yeah, I don't know about him anymore.
Yeah, he's somebody else who was He lives down there. And he said, you know, Abbott could have done something a long time ago if he wanted to. But he didn't want to for some reason. And now he's talking about it. Now he says he's going to do it. He said, and the guy was standing at the wall. Well, there was no wall at all. He said, yeah, you see all the workers here, right? There was nobody.
Well, hell. Go ahead, Kathy.
I'm thinking about those immigrants coming across the border. They was loading them on airplanes and sending them off to other states. And somebody was asking about, talking about Abbott. You know, did you know about this? And he claimed he didn't. How would he not know that they're loading immigrants up from across the border on planes and sending them out? How could he not know something like that? Why hadn't he done something about it? That's what they asked. Why haven't you done something? Well, he didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's two things there. One, they have to be military planes or private planes.
Yeah.
Two, when they land at the airport, they got to go through customs. Where in the hell documentation do they have to allow them into the country?
There ain't none.
Even none of their forged. There's a clip that's, I have a 6-minute limit on clips. It's not just 3 minutes, but 6 minutes for, you know, if the clip is more interesting. Where just recently, only just before July 4th, only a few days ago, Alex Jones is down in McKellen in Texas. And he was there witnessing van after van, bus after bus, pulled up, unloaded hundreds, thousands actually, of immigrant children unaccompanied to be taken by Catholic charities for these orphanages and other institutions that you know that are a front for sex trafficking. He called the cops. Cops didn't do shit.
Mm-mm.
Well, states should stop those people, those kids, from coming into their state after they go to customs. Stop them.
You know, there's a lot of things the states and cities should do, but we're in the state we're in.
I'm thinking about child trafficking is what I'm thinking about with all these kids.
Of course it is.
You know, I've seen where there's three Catholic churches that have been burned to the ground in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they have found a lot of skeletons from a long time ago, a lot of them buried on the grounds of one Catholic orphanage, you know.
Hmm. Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the Catholic Church practically, you know, deals with sex trafficking. I mean, if the priests aren't diddling the boys and the nuns aren't doing the girls, then the Vatican is making money probably off of sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
My opinion.
Well.
Sue Joe and send all emails to Joe.
Right. Send all the mail and sue me for my millions of pieces of shit. Come get it.
Come and get it.
That's right. Come get it.
Well, I don't.
That we have to go through. It's obvious. It's in our faces.
Yeah.
What about the inflation? They're not even counting the inflation, right? They never have. But you go, about a few more months, bread's going to be $5. What about our, everybody predicted gasoline? That went up quick.
Yeah, that's surprising. That surprised me. You knew it was going to go up, but I sure didn't think it was going to go up that quick, fast, that high.
That high, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I showed one sticker. Somebody said it's $5.39 a gallon. And July of this year, in July of 2020, it was $2 and cost, I don't know, 69
whatever
cents.
Whatever cents, yeah. It was high enough then. Look at the price now. Do you know how many truckers are going to go broke as a result of that?
A lot of truckers and all your everything that uses fuel. When you fly, that the tickets are going to be going up.
Oh, and what about the vaccines that affect you if you're at high altitudes? 80%, from what I've read, of the pilots working for the various airlines have been vaccinated. Do you know you're taking your life into your hands if you're going to fly on a plane that's being piloted by one of them?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it doesn't affect both of them, or co-pilot and a pilot at the same time.
That's the risk I am not going to take.
I'll check that theory out if Cinnamon will send me down to Florida, say, in December.
Yeah. Honey, can you go to Florida? Sure, I'll get the car ready. No, baby, you got to fly.
No. Fly, darling.
Fly. It is safer. It is faster.
That's right. Just to thaw my old ass out.
Yeah. Hey, Sin, if you're still there, I gave you some props at the beginning of the broadcast.
She's still here somewhere.
All right, you can tell her what it was. Man. Well, folks, are we bored enough?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Well, you gotta regale us with some UFO stuff, because that's just, you know, that's what I want to hear from you, Kate.
Same stuff.
Same? All right.
Same stuff, you know. I think Daniel's going to tell y'all one night about that video we watched in Antarctica. Donnie said he's heard something about Antarctica on
the
History Channel the other night. But there's supposed to be a black pyramid-shaped vessel, UFO vessel down there.
Hmm. I haven't heard about that.
How do we call it that? But
supposedly some alien, it's owned by the aliens, and they were trying to get out from there, and they were trying to go through a portal or something, you know.
Hmm.
Daniel was telling me about that.
You know what, Donnie, I think that Kathy has actually contacted some of them, because you notice I can't say alien. She's always correcting me. She's saying they like to be called non-terrestrial.
That's what Daniel says. Daniel does that. They get offended when you call them aliens, he said. He said they want to be called non-terrestrial beings.
Yeah.
Now, these are the good... These are the good guys. The good guys. There's
maybe that's
three
why
species.
Three species
that are bad.
Oh, all right. But you notice that, Donnie. She comes in. She came in a few times during some of the past broadcasts. And she said they like to be called non-terrestrials. I'm thinking, how do you know? You run away from an alien if they tap you on the shoulder.
You better believe it. I will. You know, I don't want to see one.
What if he was only about maybe 6 feet, good-looking, had humanoid features?
I would know if he was alien by his eyes.
He'll have a bulge in his metal?
No, they have reptilian-looking eyes. They can't control it sometimes. You know, they look normal, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you'll see a narrow pupil, you know. They can't control it.
Oh, I know you've been reading David Icke.
No.
I thought of that, too.
I saw him a time or two, and I thought, nah, he's nuts. I don't want to hear his. He had a whole list. He had like 3 pages of people, politicians, celebrities, wealthy people that had been arrested. And I looked at Dan and said, now, how does he know that? So I quit watching him. I only saw a couple of shows of his.
I didn't even know he had a show on. The thing about him that turned me off about him is that he was talking about we're all holograms. None of us are real. And I'm thinking
crazy.
To myself, wait a minute. Let me tap myself on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I seem real to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't. Your hand didn't go through your shoulder, so I guess you might be real.
Well, yeah. You know.
He turned sports reporter turned into some kind of nut. But Kathy, you say the same thing he says. So.
Do you think? Hmm.
Pretty much. You guys are
Donnie and I have some talks. You know, maybe he's getting, you know, some of these people on here on these little videos, they just change out the same information, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, yeah. It's not stuff they researched and everything. Donnie, I still like to watch Sarge and Linda Paris. You know, I still like to watch them.
Nothing wrong with watching them.
You know, and Sarge just
they believe in all that stuff.
You know, Sarge seems to be, you know, he's a lawyer, you know. I mean, he just seems to be real, you know.
But
Kat, and he's got a sense of humor.
You are right. Everybody has to question everything. That's why if I were president, I wouldn't mandate it because I wouldn't want to use executive orders. But I would truly recommend very, very assertively that from grade 1 through grade 12, everybody has to take two courses, one in logic and one in critical thinking for every day of their academic career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It might educate a few people. We better get them educated in science and math.
That too. I mean, that would be along with the STEM. But the thing is, you can memorize, you can have good marks in school and still be stupid as shit. You just know how to be a good student. But if you have logic and critical thinking, you are thinking in the box, out of the box, trying to be innovative, questioning, making people prove to you that what they say is true.
Right.
I think that's the essence of, you know, of good thinking.
Well, they better start now because you've got a lot of liberal Marxist teachers in K through 12 and college. And if a student questions them, they get an F.
I remember I pissed off some of my professors in college when I was questioning them. Because nobody likes to be questioned, you know. They think they know it all. And they've got their belief system, and you question them, and they have to ask them to kind of explain it just a little bit deeper, and they don't want to do it.
No.
I remember two professors were like, the one in particular didn't like it. You know? Well, if you taught things in a logical way, sonny boy, I wouldn't have to be asking you questions.
That's common sense, some of it, you know? You know, and
not the way they teach them in college. If you take a look at the textbooks, the normal textbook in college has to have been written to confuse because they don't put things down in a way that make things simple. When you see one textbook that's written by somebody who knows how to write a textbook versus the normal textbook in college, you scratch your head and you go, wait a minute, same subject, but the way it's presented is so commonsensical, so step-by-step, without a lot of white noise. And then the other textbook is nothing but white noise, and you have to wade through all unessential, irrelevant crap to get down to the more important elements. And you go, I got to learn this shit. I have to go through this in order to get my marks. Yeah. Nuts. Yeah. And the way that the truly dumbing down, especially in community colleges, those poor students. Jesus Christ. You can pass anything in a community college. You can be as dumb as a rock, and you can pass.
That's right. You don't have to have a certain grade point average to get in.
Yeah.
Anybody can go. Anybody.
And if you listen to some of the people on Blog Talk Radio, you know, I've listened to some people who said that they have masters, a couple who said that they have PhDs, and I'm going to myself, if you were in my high school, you wouldn't get a good mark on your essays.
Mm-mm.
But that's the way it is. Incredible. Well, I'm getting the vibe that people are tired, so if you don't, you know, if you want to stay on, it's cool. I'll stay on with you, but I mean, I'm ready to wrap it up. This is not Saturday, with the, you know, we're all used to just laying back and being relaxed and going. We went for 5 hours last. We have gone over 5 hours a number of times. You know that, right? From 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I can't hang with you guys late at night.
Yeah, you have. You've been there that late.
I know, but I pay for it the next day.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that's right. You got to take the medicine.
Mm. Oh, I forgot. I'm glad you reminded me.
You didn't do it yet?
No, I usually take it around 9:30, and I forgot it tonight. I'm going to mute it for a minute.
Okay. What do you think, guys? Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, Joe, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, do it.
All right, work. Wait for Kathy to get back. Kathy wants to stay on. I'll stay on with her. But you got to wrap. You got to. You have to end the show, Don. Yeah.
Nobody can push one now on your keypads because I have lost the studio. But it says, "Thank you. Your episode has ended. We're processing the audio now, and
that'll be a lesson."
On your Blog Talk Radio profile in a few minutes. Yeah. Tell people about it now. Facebook, Twitter.
No.
Twitch.
Fuck Facebook and Twitter.
That's Twitch.
Fuck them. The censorship assholes who want to make sure that the truth doesn't get out, that the conservatives have no voice. Yeah. The entities that are funded by the government.
You guys, I guess we do that on Saturday, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be back. Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, well, we just...
You guys about GTI, you guys might want to join that. I've seen, what's his name? Pillow guy.
Oh, he, Lindell, what about him?
Yeah, Lindell, he posted a video on there, and you must be able to say what you want, because... They were telling, a few of them were saying, take him to the nut house. And, yeah, the only cracking you've got is your crack cocaine.
Yeah, and they've been criticizing him like that for months.
Oh, boy. Well, this is on that new website. Or like it is like Twitter, pretty close.
What's the name of it?
GETTI.
Oh, GETTR? Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
People I never can... was on Twitter. Well, I had, let's put it like this. I spent about 5 minutes on social media in order to get some videos downloaded, and then after that, hasta la vista.
Yeah, who the heck? That stuff takes up too much of your time.
I couldn't see its popularity, but, man, I mean, Facebook has, what, over 1 billion people?
Yeah.
1 billion.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
They have your email. They have a phone number.
Well, if you give it to them.
And people do. And people have. And then they know your friends, too. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You make contact with them. They know them. They're putting everybody into a database so that they can come around and knock on doors and say, you are a dissenter. You are a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
Well, Kat, don't let us keep you up.
Okay, well, I'm going to see you guys.
All right.
Thank you for reminding me to take my medicine. You men get me so distracted and everything, I just forget all about.
That's our job, baby.
Oh, well, you do a good job of it. If you had reminded me, I would not have remembered to take that stuff tonight.
You got to be like me. Like when I want to make sure that, for example, a particular show that I want to go on, like I won't mention his name. You know the one. The one related to a certain person.
You can mention anybody's name you want to.
All right. Donnie's show. Like I'll...
Oh.
I'll set it for 9 o'clock or a little few minutes before 9 because I don't want to hear, you know, Donnie say, you're late.
Well, yeah. You got under the gun this time.
Yeah, that's right.
5 seconds.
You know, I got to reset my clock. It's a minute slow.
Hey, Joe, he called me tonight.
Who did?
Donnie. I had just got home from Mama's, just walked in the door. Of course, it was after 8 o'clock, and my phone's ringing, and it's Donnie. I said, Donnie, I just got home.
Well, he did that on my behalf, Ken.
Hold on. Joe was doing his set up the show. He was talking. I said, well, I got a minute. So I called Kathy. I said, you got to get on. Are you coming? Yeah, I'm going to be there. And then she starts talking. Then I have to remind her twice that I'm on the show, you know.
Yeah.
But then she starts into something else. And I got to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't hear the conversation between
them. No, you didn't. I called her from my phone instead of the switchboard.
Okay.
I should have called from the switchboard.
That talking runs in the family, it does.
No, he did it on my behalf because I got here and it was he and I, and I wanted to get into Governor DeSantis, but I wanted to wait for Jeannie and Cricket and you and Daniel to come on and Cinnamon. So I said, I'll wait about 15 minutes. So he said, well, no, let me call Kathy and find out if she's coming.
Yeah.
So he did that on my behalf, Kat.
I didn't want her to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that DeSantis thing, you said he... passed that bill. He signed that bill.
He signed the bill.
Private companies cannot mandate you to take, but their state government can mandate you to take the shot.
Under any means necessary, because he put that in quotes. And the headline of the article is, let me read it to you, because you can look it up on Google. It'll probably pop right up. Let me get it. Wait a minute now. The Florida bill. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is. Okay. Here's the headline. Florida bill banning vaccine passports actually allows states to use any means necessary to vaccinate citizens. It's on the Jones site, Alex Jones's. But I'll read you the headline again. You can just put it as Google. You can actually just put in Florida bill banning vaccine passports. It'll probably pop right up. Florida bill banning vaccine passports.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
So that means the state can use Any means necessary to force everybody to get vaccinated, not just state employees.
That's right.
Okay.
Also, in the article, it says that they were asking for volunteers to, you know, to have people vaccinated, and they were willing, the state was willing to provide lodging, food, transportation for those volunteers. So they're going full bore. Okay?
You know, Does that not kind of, to me, way back, that raised a red flag for me when they were just going full force wanting everybody to get vaccinated. I mean, that just threw up a red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it just did. I mean, why? Why are they so adamant on everybody getting vaccinated?
Well, you know, if the government, if we could trust them, then I would say that their supposedly good intention was because the COVID was supposedly dangerous, which we know it wasn't. Therefore, people should get vaccinated. I wouldn't have a problem with that, except that I was like you, but I was very skeptical, and I happen to believe that the vaccine was not there to help us out. The vaccine. And the COVID illness was not a real illness. It was more than the flu. But you talk about dumbed-down people. 2% mortality rate. I just took out of my spreadsheet, and I calculated what 2% mortality rate, taking into consideration how it would affect older people versus younger people. And the older people, it came to like 6% of them would have to die of COVID, and only 0.001% of the population below 60 would get it, and that would equal 2% mortality rate. In other words, 2% is not a high rate, and it doesn't warrant the shutdown. More people in there was an assessment done in England. More people have died as a result of the lockdown than from COVID at the time when the assessment was done. So the lockdown was causing more damage in England than the so-called illness, and probably was doing the same thing here.
Well, what are the numbers projected every year of people who will die of the flu or pneumonia? What is that percentage?
It was less than COVID, but
yeah.
The COVID figures, as we all know, were upped. They were hyped up because they were paying hospitals $36,000 if somebody died of so-called COVID, if they put that on the death certificate, and they were paying $3,000 if you admitted a patient who was supposedly having COVID. So the state was literally bribing people to put on their official death certificates and reports that everybody had COVID. So that meant that the numbers went up artificially.
I do know hospitals put off a lot of essential surgeries. People that needed surgeries, they postponed them. You know, probably not life-threatening at the moment, but surgeries that they needed,
right?
You know, and they postponed them.
Not only did they postpone them, but there have been, as time went on, people who did postpone surgeries, people who postponed going to see the doctor as a result of other illnesses, a significant percentage of those people died. Cancer
yes.
patients died.
Yes.
As a result of not getting the treatment because everything was diverted towards the so-called COVID emergency.
Right.
Part of the plan to depopulate the planet. When things go awry that drastically, when the government has the power to stop it, but yet they're aligning themselves in a direction that's harmful to the American people, I say they're in on it. It's deliberate. It's a concerted effort